lots of sunshine developing, high of 48. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 26. Friday, mainly sunny, high of 52. Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 35. Saturday, mainly sunny to partly cloudy, slight chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Right now it's 37.
High school football is on the air on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This is the Locker Room Show presented by Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln in downtown Hastings. Now let's talk to the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to high school football today on 1230 KHAS. Second round of the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs. St. Cecilia on the road this afternoon in Atkinson, getting set to take on West Holders. We've spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Carl Tesmer. And coach, a win over Bayard in the opening round. Obviously, got to be happy with that one. A 41-0 win.
Very satisfying win, Mike. Just a nice job by our defense, Coach Aarons, and the staff there. They just got after it, and the kids played well. They focused. We had a lot of assignment football. You know, Bruliette played really, really well. Wilner, as a sophomore, had an outstanding game, and other people did well. You had a couple of interceptions there from Kissinger, and Kissinger had one, and I think Ryan had two, and so we just played well. We tackled well. We got where we belonged and made plays, and it was very, very gratifying in that respect. Offensively, big play team like we have been. We were a little disappointed that we maybe didn't drive the ball down. You know, we punted three or four times, and so we didn't quite get everything out of it. But we did have some big plays. You know, Graffel with a big run, and Kissinger with a long one, and it just things came together for us, and we played well, Mike.
Let's talk about your defense. Your defense is shut out. I think three out of your last four opponents has only allowed 6 points down the stretch. That defense is a unit that we kind of criticized early in the season, but hey, this thing is coming on.
Without a doubt, you know, and like you said, we were critical, but we expect more, and you know, maybe it's because they were young and just so many young kids playing there. But you're right, Mike. I didn't realize it was three out of four of the last shutouts, but I know we got a shutout there, and we haven't given up a whole lot of points, and so. You know, that we think is going to be the key ingredient if we expect to go any further.
What's been the difference down the stretch?
Well, and maybe just more reps. We talked about it. I know I said that last week. And just a few more reps on defense, maybe a little more focus that way. And even though we've had kids hurt, you know, and people out of the lineup, other kids have stepped up. And, you know, I think that goes a long way, too. I think when the other kids realize that they have to step up and make up for the players like Boyd and Hamburger and Saminsky that are hurt and Jackson, you know, those are four awfully good football players in our program that haven't played here in a game or two. And those other kids have stepped up well.
In the back of the offensive side of the ball, you mentioned Kissinger, a 32-yard run last week, a 5-yard run, had 95 yards rushing, only eight carries, had a 40-yard punt return thrown in there. Kid's doing everything right now for the Hawks.
Well, he does, and, you know, we have to be careful we don't overuse him. You know, I think he's carried the ball 48 times now for over 600 yards, but he punts, he kicks off, he extra point, and there's so many things that he does that you know, we're trying to keep his legs as fresh as we can down the stretch. But he's a kid that if he just played I-back could probably carry the ball 20, 25 times a game, and he'd probably be over 2,000 yards rushing already. But we just, you know, if he's valuable in his way to our team, as are the other players, and so we're trying to put everybody in the right spot and giving them a chance to help our whole team out.
Xander Schmidt stepped in for Phil Hamburger, quarterback, last week. Didn't have real flashy numbers, but really didn't do anything to get you guys in trouble.
You know, he was 3 for 9, and when he was one play away from being 4 for 9, and with two touchdown passes, but he did hit a big touchdown pass. That was his first one of the year, and Ostrander caught his fifth one of the year, if you can imagine that. I think he's had 6 receptions, 5 of them for touchdowns. But you're right, and Xander he runs the ball exceptionally well too, and he can throw ball well. He actually throws ball better, I think, going to his left, but. You know, it's just one of those things that is going to come with a lot more repetitions for him, and he's an outstanding athlete, and we're glad that he's doing a good job of leading our team. Unfortunately, we've had to take him off the defensive side because he's playing quarterback, and we're trying to protect him a little bit more, but other people stepped up there. Joe Clark has been playing outside backer, and now all of a sudden he's playing some defensive end for us too.
It is a West Holder here this afternoon to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and talk about West Holt as our pregame show continues after this.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel, including Nike and Columbia jackets. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, it's Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach Carl Tesmer, the Blue Hawks on the road here this afternoon in Atkinson, getting set to take on West Holt. Coach, is a team that is 6-3 on the season. They beat Cross County in the opening round, 28-13. What do we know about this bunch?
Well, I got to see a little of that game, and, you know, they run the ball very, very well. And, you know, number 10 for him, just an outstanding eye back. Just a sophomore, about 185-pounder, but he's tough. He runs well. He breaks a lot of tackles. And, you know, they're not real flashy, Mike. They just get it done.
It's a team that looks like it's heavily loaded on the rushing the football. They don't throw a lot of passes, but we still got to be aware that they have a little bit of a passing game.
Well, they do throw some, and the kid could throw real well. He throws a good pass. They've got a lot of size up front. You know, they're big up front, and so that helps them in their running game. And, you know, maybe it's the weather up there. Maybe it's the cold. They just seem to want to run the ball more than they throw.
Yeah, Croyle is the guy we were talking about earlier, the I-back. He's got 1,541 yards so far this season. He has scored 23 touchdowns. Talk about him.
Very elusive and breaks a lot of tackles, gets a lot of yards after contact. So he's the kind of kid that, you know, we talked about wrapping up on and getting more people to the point where we got a lot enough people around him that if he breaks one tackle, somebody else is going to be there. But, you know, he reminds me a lot of Wiebe, and so just doesn't have that size.
Do they use him as much as we saw with Wiebe with Sutton?
Well, they will, you know, and they do. Their fullback's a good ball player, too, and the quarterback, they run options. So these other people get involved, but, you know, they want to go to number 10. He's their goal man.
Tanner Osborne is the quarterback. Like we said, doesn't throw the ball a whole lot. Looks like he doesn't run the ball a whole lot. He's just kind of a manager of this offense.
He does a nice job of it, too. He's smooth. And he makes good decisions. And, you know, he's had the ball. The games I've seen, he's had the ball in the money. Kids just drop the ball. So maybe that has something to do with their lack of wanting to throw. You know, you can want to throw and you can't throw, but people have to catch it too.
Talk about their defense. They don't give up a whole lot of yards. They've got some guys that's got over 100 tackles.
You know what? They come at you, Mike. They just come at you. They line up. They got a lot of people. You know, and that's the same thing with a punt. You're trying to punt, and they've got 10 people up there. So when they play defense, they've got 9 people up in the box there. And so they're coming all the time, and those people are stunting, and they got enough size. And, you know, I'm just hoping that maybe we can pin some people, get them down, and maybe get outside with our speed.
With the weather conditions, what we expect for the ball game, looks like two running-oriented football teams here this afternoon.
Well, right. And again, you know, I think we're not afraid to run the ball. It's just a matter of trying to make sure we got the snap and we don't fumble it, and hoping the conditions aren't going to be so wet that we can't take care of the turnover problem. But we think we can run the ball, even, you know, even though we're going to put a lot of people in the box. And again, I think the key for us is just to kind of just get a good block. We got good backs. Graffel runs well. He runs hard, and you know, we got other people that can carry the football there. Of course, our eye back, and even Schmitty, if we get him back in the shotgun, if we can snap it to him, we got some things that he can do. So, you know, if we play good defense against the run and get our running game going, you know, I think we got a good chance to win the game.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Carl Tesmer, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sonic Labs play-by-play description up next. It's West Holt and Hastings St. Cecilia today. Second round of the state playoffs on 1230 KHAS.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln in downtown Hastings. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
Kissinger grabs the ball at the 40, and he spins away at the 41-yard line. He's back to the 40, hops down in the center of the field, 35-30. He's got some great moves. He's into the open again. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he walks into the end zone for the touchdown.
Last week, Hastings St. Cecilia cruised by Bayard in the first round of the Class C2 playoffs. Now the Hawks take to the road.
I'm a long way from home.
West Holt, St. Cecilia. It's the second round of the Class C2 playoffs, and it's on 1230 KHAS.
And the ball away, Joe Groffel, big hole, 35-40. Breaks into the open, 45-50. Breaks outside, 45-40. Groffel, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown.
Let's take you live from Atkinson, Nebraska. Here's KHAS Radio's broadcast team, Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
Kind of very pleasant. Good afternoon. Welcome to high school football here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. It is Atkins and West Holt and Hastings St. Cecilia squaring off in the second round of the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside Hastings St. Cecilia, coming in a record of 9 wins, no losses on the season. The Hawks have won 35 games in a row. Hastings St. Cecilia beating Bayard last week in the opening round by a score of 41-0. West Holt coming in a mark of 6 wins and 3 losses. They beat Cross County last week by a score of 28-13. Jimmy, we make the trip here to Atkinson. We had snow on our minds, we had wind, and we had rain on our minds, but it's turned out to be kind of a pleasant day today, just a little crisp in the air. But we have got sunshine here in Atkinson this afternoon. It should be a pretty good afternoon for high school football today.
Yeah, it's surprising. When we left, it looked like it was going to be a grim and very cold and rainy day when we got up here. But once you got north of St. Paul, it really kind of diminished. And then the farther north we got, the clouds started breaking up. And I said, you don't suppose the sun's going to be shining, but it is. It's a beautiful afternoon. The breeze is blowing. It's blowing across the field. This field sets in here from east to west, and the wind is going to be blowing across the field here from out of the north. Fairly strong today, but as far as look at West Holt's numbers coming in the ball game, the quarterback's only thrown 54 times on the season. Their quarterback, Tanner Osborne, only 54 pass attempts on the season, so they like to run out of the double wing. They'll run the football a lot at the St. Cecilia defense. And quickly, you look at the St. Cecilia offensively, they have lived off the huge plays. Last week in that ball game against Bayard, they were able to put about 4 touchdowns on the board before I think they even had 5 offensive plays as far as operating the offense. So Hastings St. Cecilia really showing that they can strike fast. Got a couple of guys that are running the football. Matt Kissinger taking over from Cody Jackson, averaging 13.1 per carry per yards per carry so far on the season. Then Groffel averaging 8.7. So just astounding numbers for St. Cecilia rushing the football.
West Holt, the team that's going to rely on the rush here this afternoon, they averaged 262 yards per ball game rushing the ball. They only passed for 47.8. They are number 16 in Class C2 in total offense this week, averaging 309 yards per ball game. West Holt on defense gives up 193 rushing, 119 yards passing, a total of 312. That is number 23 in Class C2. West Holt is a team that is averaging 26 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 21 on the defensive side. Your injury report today is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. Hastings Orthopedics provides a full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief, hand surgery, and back and spine care and surgery for people of all ages. Their goal has always been to provide the best service possible, getting you back to being you again. Serving Hastings and the surrounding communities, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, feel like yourself again. For Hastings St. Cecilia, the 4 that we had last week on the injury report, back on there again this week. They are not going to play here today. Jace Jackson's been out several weeks. He's got a knee injury. Phil Hamburger is out, the starting quarterback for Hastings St. Cecilia. He is not suited today. He will not play. Mitch Boyd has a non-football injury. He will not play today. And Jackson Siminski also out with a leg injury that he sustained in the ball game against the Sutton Mustangs. He will not play today for St. Cecilia. The good news, the Hawks made it through last week's first-round playoff game without sustaining any more injuries. So your injury report is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist in Hastings. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and West Holt here this afternoon in the second round of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. Winner of this ball game will move on and play again next Tuesday. And they'll play the winner of the ball game going on tonight between Cambridge and North Platte St. Pass. That has a 6 o'clock kickoff time here this evening. Today's game time temperature is brought to you by Big G Ace Hardware of Hastings and the original Sun Heat Infrared Heaters. Yes, it's that time of the year again when the temperature falls and your heating cost goes up. Slice your heating cost with the original Sun Heat Infrared Heater from Big G Ace Hardware of Hastings. Sun Heat provides soft, safe, comfortable heat for many areas in your home and features the Made in Nebraska wood cabinet. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the original Sun Heat at the Big G Ace Hardware store located on North Highway 281 in Hastings. The temperature here at game time, if you can believe it, it is 43 degrees. We have got sunshine. Wind's going to be out of the northwest today at 18 miles per hour. The wind chill is going to be 35 degrees. The game time temp brought to you by Big G Ace Hardware of Hastings. Sneaking closer to game time here this afternoon between West Holt and Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the Real Sports Bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booyah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booyah!
Are there a buttload of HDTVs that play only sports?
Booyah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Atkinson as we get set for Class C2 State High School football action here today on 1230 KHAS. This actually kicks off a big day of sports coverage for us on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Going on right now on ESPN 1550, you've got Shelton playing at Garden County. Garden County had a big lead in that ball game. We'll keep you up to date there. Later on tonight, Boone Central plays in Minden. Coverage begins at 5:30 on ESPN 1550 KICS. On the breeze tonight, KLIQ 94.5. It will be in Giltner as the Hornets take on Humphrey St. Francis. Airtime at 5:30. And two games going on in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. You've got Loomis playing at O'Neill St. Mary's. That ball game is already underway. And then later on tonight at 6:30, pregame show to be Kearney Catholic taking on Blue Hill. Complete coverage of the state high school football playoffs today on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. The starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings St. Cecilia in offense this afternoon, Xander Schmidt in there at quarterback for the injured Phil Hamburger. Schmidt, 175-pound junior. Matt Kissinger in the backfield, 180 and a senior. Joel Graffel will be the fullback, 190 and a junior. At wide receiver for St. Cecilia will be Cesar Tino, 160-pound junior. The wingback will be Kevin Ryan, 150-pound senior. The tight end will be Simon Ostrander. He's got 6 catches this year, 5 of those for touchdowns. Ostrander, 160 and a senior. Across the front for the Hawks, you've got Chris Hartford, Lance Schmidt, Joe Clark, Alex Sheehy, and Joe Wallmeyer up front for St. Cecilia offensively this afternoon. The Hawks on defense today will go Joe Wallmeyer as a defensive end, a 220-pound senior. Lance Schmidt inside, a defensive lineman, 200-pound sophomore. Chris Hartford is a defensive lineman, 210-pound junior. And Joe Clark is a defensive end, 185 and a senior. The linebackers for St. Cecilia today, Tyler Wilner, 165-pound sophomore. Joel Groffel in there at 190 pounds and a junior. Nick Brouillette, 140 and a junior. And Simon Ostrander, 160 and a senior. In the defensive secondary for the Hawks, Matt Kissinger, 180-pound senior. Cesar Tino, 160-pound junior. And Kevin Ryan, the 150-pound senior. We'll come back and check the starters for West Holt right after this.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
All right, your starting lineups for West Holt here tonight. It'll be Tanner Osborne at quarterback, 6'1", 175, and a senior. Matt Latch will be his fullback, and Josh Coyle will be your running back. Coyle has carried most of the load this year for West Holt, 1,541 yards, 23 touchdowns. Tight end will be Connor Osborne. He's a 155-pound sophomore. Cole Gibbons will be at wide receiver. Dan Rentschler will be at wingback, and across the front for West Holt, you've got Caleb Akins at center, Cole Neibauer at left guard, and Tyler Butterfield at right guard, and the tackles will be Ben Bohr and Noble Wentworth. For West Holt on defense, across the front, most of the same guys that start on offense also start on defense. Osborne, Neibauer, Butterfield, and Bohr across the front. The backers, Osborne, Latch, Coyle, and also Rentschler. In the defensive secondary, Akins, Gibbons, and Caleb Akins in the ballgame there today. The starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Hastings Saints is going to be dressed in their black football pants here this afternoon. They're white tops trimmed and lettered in blue. It'll be West Holt in their blue jerseys here this afternoon, their blue pants and their blue tops trimmed and lettered in white with their white football helmets. And we are set to go. Hastings Saints is football this afternoon. On 1230 KHAS, Kissinger drops back deep. Here's the end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Kissinger. In fact, it sails over his head in and out of the end zone. So the Hawks will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Problem number one here today, Jimmy, with the way that the field sits and with an afternoon ball game, this field was not made for afternoon games today.
No, it was not. Actually, through the binoculars, cannot even tell what kind of time the score, the down, anything on the scoreboard. It is going to be very difficult. We'll have to try to keep everything up here in the booth. But the Hawks trot out their first series of the afternoon. Xander Schmidt again getting his second start of this season, filling in for the injured Phil Hamburger. Xander last week had one interception, one touchdown. Pretty efficient performance. Did not make any real big mistakes. He'll be up under center here. First play.
First down, 10 yards to go. Hawks have the ball on the 20. Here's a play to Kissinger. Just goes straight ahead. Brings the ball out to the 21-22-yard line, so a pickup of 2 yards in the play by Kissinger, and the tackle is made in there by Cole Neibauer, number 73, the nose guard for West Holt, a 6'2", 220-pound senior for this the defense. Again, this is a West Holt defense that gives up 21 points per ball game, 312 yards per game. St. Cecilia gains two on the first play, second down, 8 yards to go. Ball pushed down here to the 22-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. Xander Schmidt, your quarterback in there for St. Cecilia. Man comes in motion near side. That's Bruliette. Handoff is going to go to Joel Groffel across the 25 out to the 28, 29-yard line. Joel Groffel gets the carry there for St. Cecilia. So the Hawks, I'm sure, the game plan today is to grind the ball against West Holt. Like we said, a lot of the guys that start on offense also start on defense, so they're going to be out there a long time today.
Well, and again, a couple of guys we noticed coming in here looking at the starting lineups is Butterfield, 260. He'll be one guard, and then Neibauer is a 220. They're the only two guys that on a starting lineup over 200 pounds. So St. Cecilia, I'm sure, just going to want to pound the football. Third and one, as Xander just takes it right up the middle. He's got enough for the first down. So the Hawks with their first series, first down of the afternoon.
Yeah, Xander Schmidt just on a quarterback sneak. He only needed one. He brings the ball across the 30 onto the 32-yard line. St. Cecilia is moving from our left to our right here in this first quarter of play. Our state high school football coverage is brought to you in part today by Five Points Bank of Hastings and also by Misco Sports out of Kearney. First down, 10 yards to go. Hawks opening possession here this afternoon from Atkinson up against West Holt. First down and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Pitchback comes to Kissinger trying to get outside. He's not going to make it. Now he stops and he reverses his field. Comes to the near side. Kissinger down the sideline, 30, 35, 40. Crashes forward to the 44-yard line. That was all Kissinger there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Starts off left, Jimmy. They slam the door over there. Defensively on the right side, Kissinger puts on the brakes and comes to the nearest side, right down in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Brings the ball out to the 44-and-a-half-yard line. First down, Hawks.
Second first down for St. Cecilia. That is in consecutive plays. and also Matt Kissinger. We talked about him coming in for the injury to Cody Jackson. And Kissinger on the year, 643 rushing, and that's basically halfway through the season. And that was all Kissinger there. Everything shut off the left side. He just flips her around, comes back to the near side of the field, picks up 11 and a first down out to the 45-yard line.
Here's a handoff again. That's going to be Joel Groffel as he brings the ball across the 45 and out to the 46, 47-yard line. So a pickup of 2 yards on the play there. Neibauer again in on the stop for West Holt. St. Cecilia in the opening possession here this afternoon. Again, I have no idea how much time left here in the first quarter of play. Maybe as the sun starts to set, we're going to have the benefit of the scoreboard. We do know we're scoreless here in the opening period.
Well, this just in, it's got a long way to go to set down where we're probably going to be able to see it. But again, we'll be able to keep the downs and distance and stuff right here from the box.
Second down and 9 yards to go. Ball is at the 46-yard line. Here's Xander. He wants to throw. He's under pressure. The pass is going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Brouillette down there at the 40-yard line of West Holt. It was incomplete. Threw it a little bit too far. It's going to bring up a second down situation now for the Hawks. Second down, 9 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their 46-yard line.
Yeah, and a little pressure coming up the middle there. For West Holt, they forced Sander over to the left side, and then looking downfield for Nick Brouillette. The closest guy to Brouillette was Matt Latch. But again, Brouillette had a few steps on his defensive back. That would have been a nice big play for St. Cecilia. False incomplete. The first incomplete pass for Smith today brings up a third down. Third and 11, the ball is out to the 46-yard line.
Actually, third down, 9 yards to go with the ball at the 46-yard line of St. Cecilia. As Xander Schmidt is up under center, I formation, and here's the first penalty flag as they blow this baby dead. So Xander Schmidt grabs the ball there from center, reverses out of there, penalty flags flying. It's going to be an illegal procedure call in St. Cecilia. So that will cost the Hawks 5 yards. And now St. Cecilia will be looking at third down. Third down at about 14 yards to go as the ball is pushed back here to the 41-yard line. Facing St. Cecilia football this afternoon on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hawks facing a big third down call here early. Third down, 14 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their own 41-yard line. Backs to the I formation. Wide receiver split out wide to the left side. Xander wants to throw the ball. Backs up, cranks up, and the ball is loose. Is it incomplete? Yeah. Somebody hit him from behind, and the ball was loose. And getting in there for getting in there for West Holt was Connor Osborne, number 13, off of the corner. Connor hit him from behind. The ball came loose, but the official says his arm was going forward, so an incomplete pass.
Yeah, West Holt sent a couple of guys there on the blitz trying to get to Xander Schmidt. He was looking downfield. Cesar Tino was running a fly pattern straight down the middle of the field, but just not enough protection there, and the ball luckily goes incomplete. Matt Kissinger in for the first punt of the day. The line of scrimmage is at the 41-yard line.
So Kissinger is in. Dan Rensselaer drops back deep for West Holt. Here comes the pressure, and the ball gets away. Rensselaer comes up. He's not going to feel this, baby. It's going to bounce to the 40. Takes a St. Cecilia bounce across the 35 down to the 34-yard line. That's a 36-yard kick there by Matt Kissinger. Averages 37.6 on the season. So West Holt holds on their first defensive possession here this afternoon, and now West Holt will come out in this double-wing offense. This is normally a tough offense to handle here. That's very similar to what we see from Hastings High week in and week out. So now the quarterback is Tanner Osborne. Josh Coyle is their main man back there, a sophomore running back with 23 touchdowns this year. Matt Latch will also be back there. And here's the first down call here by Osborne, an option play as he's going to take it upfield himself as he gets the ball across the 25-yard line out to about the 27. So a couple of yard pickup there by Tanner Osborne, the quarterback, 6 foot, 165-pound senior, had just 415 yards coming in here on 60 carries, averages 6.9 yards per carry. He has scored a couple of touchdowns. Second down and about 7 yards to go. The football is placed down at about the 28-yard line of West Holt. Osborne in the backfield, quick pitch, trying to get outside. That's a Coyle. Coyle brings the ball around the left end, brings it across the 30, out to about the 32-yard line. So now West Holt looking at third down and short. Joe Clark in on the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Huskies of West Holt now looking at third down at about 2.5 yards to go. Football is at their own 32-yard line.
Well, and again, a very familiar scene this season as most of the football teams have gone to those wristbands. On their wrists, they get the play signaled in from the sidelines, and that's the case here with West Holt. They'll call this third and one here under center.
They're going to hand the ball away to a Croyle. Again, the ball comes loose. It is still loose, and it's going to be recovered by Croyle. The ball came loose as he went shooting through the hole there. Brouillette had a chance on the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia, but Coyle goes down and covers up the thing and picks up a first down for West Holt. So the Huskies catch a break there. They fumble the football, and it fumbles forward as the Coyle gets back on top of the football. They're at the 42-yard line. So it's a first down, 10 yards to go for the Huskies of West Holt. Approaching the midfield stripe here, here's a play-action pass. Osborne wants to throw. He rolls to his left, unloads it downfield. It's going to be picked off by St. Cecilia. It is picked off by the Hawks. Cesar Tino gets the interception for St. Cecilia down here at the 32-yard line. So Cesar Tino gets his second interception of the 2011 season, and the Hawks will have the football. First down and 10, they'll spot it at the 26.
They were trying to go downfield to number 13, Connor Osborne, and a couple of guys out there for St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino just kind of playing center field down there about the 25-yard line. The ball was well overthrown. Cesar just comes right over, makes an easy interception. So the first turnover on the first pass for West Holt, and now St. Cecilia has it first and 10 from the 31-yard line.
Hawks banged down a first down in their opening possession, but couldn't do anything more. Here's Xander Schmidt, a little quick pass to the far side. Cesar grabs it, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, down the sideline. He's at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. The Hawks take that one the distance, and that one will go 69 yards for a touchdown. A completed pass, Xander Schmidt, to Cesar Tino, and the Hawks are on the scoreboard.
That is the second big play in consecutive weeks for Cesar Tino. He had a big catch and run last week against Bayard, and again, the protection was set up there very good. They just threw the swing pass over to the left side, and nobody around Cesar Tino, and with some pretty good speed, was able to get out in the flats and take it down in front of the West Holt bench, 69 yards. So we'd love to tell you how much time on that scoring drive. Cannot see the score clock, but the Hawks are on the board here early in the first quarter.
All right, here comes the extra point now. Hawks down at the right end zone. Ball is down, and the kick is up, and Kissinger is going to add the PAT. It is good. So the PAT is good. Hastings St. Cecilia grabs the lead. The score, it's the Blue Hawks 7 and West Holt nothing.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Coverage of the 2011 state football playoffs presented by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. One of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. It is 7-0. Hastings St. Cecilia has the lead. I stress that. There's 7 minutes and 48 seconds to play, Jimmy, in the first quarter. A nice catch and run there by Cesar Tino as he takes it to the house from 69.
Well, and again, we mentioned in the pregame show, this field sets east to west. Most fields set north and south, so whatever way the sun is, you can still see the scoreboard. But the scoreboard is over here on the east side of the field, and as the sun continues to set to the west side, it is going to be very, very difficult to see that as Kissinger's got it teed up and he's into the pig.
All right, so it's 7-0. Blue Hawks have the lead. And here comes the kickoff. It's going to be returned here by West Holt across the 10, out to the 15, out to about the 20, to the 23-yard line. Bringing the ball back there for West Holt was Rensler down on special teams for St. Cecilia, Tyler Wilder. So it's first down and 10 yards to go. West Holt had the ball on their first possession, and he threw the interception. Cesar Tino picks it up, then Tino takes it to the house to get St. Cecilia on the board. 7-0. The Hawks have the lead. Here comes West Holt. The Huskies back out there. First down, 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 24-yard line. Man goes in motion. Here's Osborne. He hands the ball away straight ahead across the 25-yard line out to the 26-27. A short pickup there carrying the football. Carrying the football there is Matt Latch. Matt Latch carries the football there for West Holt as he brings the ball up to about the 28-yard line. A pickup of about 4 or 5 yards in the play. We'll call a second down and 5 yards to go. West Holt right between the two side stripes here. Here's the option play. Osborne pitches the ball back. Croyle grabs it. He's going to be run out of bounds. Penalty flags go down. Croyle grabs the ball as the pitch was actually behind Croyle. As Josh Croyle goes back to grab that one and ran out of real estate over here on the near side, right into the St. Cecilia bench. And a penalty is going to go on Hastings. Nope, it's going to go on West Holt. So a penalty on West Holt here. and the Huskies will be marching back the other direction.
Boy, you mentioned Josh Coyle, just a sophomore out there for their head coach, Steve Neptune. He's a good-looking running back back there, as you mentioned earlier. 1,541 yards coming in, 23 touchdowns, 8 yards per carry. And that one there, exactly. Osborne just flipped the ball out to Coyle. Very lucky to get a hold of that football. But, again, the penalty goes against West Holt. That is their first one of the afternoon, the first final in today. A familiar foe for St. Cecilia folks. And C1, Pierce defeated Valentine today 30-13. So Pierce moves on in C1.
We're trying to keep you up to date on all the scores. A handful of games here during the afternoon. The majority of the games going to be played tonight. Holding call in West Holt is going to bring the ball back to the 22-yard line. So we've got a second down situation. Second down at about 12. Osborne wants to throw the ball, does, to the near side. And it's going to be a short pickup as they get about to 3-4 yards into play. Catch is made by Connor Osborne. Tanner is the quarterback, the senior. Connor Osborne is the tight end, a 155-pound sophomore. They pick up a couple of yards in the play as they bring the ball out to the 25-yard line, maybe to the 26. And now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down at about 7 yards to go for West Holt. The Huskies moving from our right to our left. Saints to say out on top in this ball game by a score of 7-0. Here's Osborne with the ball. Looks like he wants to hand it away, and he does. And finally, Saints to say in there and brings him down. A little, if any, gain right there as they hand the ball away to Latch again. Saints to say on top of him. Lance Schmidt in there and Michael Wynn in there for the Blue Hawks. A loss of a couple of yards in the play as they bring the ball back to the 25-yard line. And now it's fourth down, 8 yards to go, and the Huskies will have to punt the football away.
Good penetration there by the Hawk defense, as there was more than just Wynn and Schmidt in there on that play. There was four or five white jerseys in there, so good job by Randy Aaron's defense.
This is Croyle is going to run with the football. Now he's going to kick it. It's going to be blocked. It's blocked by St. Cecilia. Running loose, it is picked up here, and running the ball into the end zone is going to be Brouillette for the touchdown. St. Cecilia gets a blocked punt. And Brouillette picks the ball up and rumbles the rest of the way into the end zone for a touchdown. Officially a 15-yard return on the block punt, and St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 13-0.
Well, and again, Coyle, one of those rugby-style kickers. As he got the snap, he just rolled to the right side, trying to analyze the real estate out in front of him. But he wasn't aware that Nick Brouillette was coming from the outside, and he was coming hard onto Coyle. And about the time that he realized that Coyle tried to kick it, and Brouillette almost took it right off of his foot, but he picks the ball up off the turf, and the Hawks are up top, 13-0. Kissinger into the ball, and that one is good. So St. Cecilia on a big special teams play by Nick Brouillette. He takes it in from 15 yards, and now the Hawks lead West Holt 14-0.
And you're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Coverage of the 2011 state football playoff is presented in part by Misco's Sports in Kearney. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games we play for years now, so go see them on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's. So a block punt, return 15 yards down by Nick Brouillette. And we think it comes with 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Hawks have the lead 14-0.
Well, here we go. The Hawks with 93 total yards of offense, and they have 14 points on the board. One of those plays, a 69-yard touchdown pass to Cesar Tino. Again, the Hawks living on the edge here, really scoring on a lot of big plays. And now the kickoff goes beside Coyle, and it will go down into the end zone for a touchback. But again, St. Cecilia scoring on big plays, whether it be special teams, interceptions, pass plays, they've done it all year long with the big play.
So St. Cecilia out on top 14-0. And now the defense comes back out there. They block a punt in the last possession, and so far West Holt has not done very much offensively here in this football game. We got about 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Hawks have the lead 14-0. West Holt back out there. First down 10 yards to go. Their own 20-yard line. They'll line up more in a traditional I formation now. Osborne, he's going to hand the ball away to the first man through there, the big fullback. That's going to be Latch as he bangs for a couple of yards, 2-3 yards right up the pipe there. Tackle is made in there by St. Cecilia. And in the top four, the Blue Hawks, is big number 72 in there now. That's Michael Wynn. So a pickup of about, 3 yards in the play to bring the ball out to the 23-yard line. First down, or actually second down now. Second down and 7 yards to go from the 23. Osborne hands the ball away again to Latch, angling off to the right side. And Latch maybe gets it back to the line of scrimmage. He is stopped on the play. The Saints of City defense looking good so far in this football game. They have recorded 3 out of 4 shutouts in the last month of the season. 3 out of the last 4 games have been shutouts. A tackle is made in there by the Hawks, and getting the stop is going to be Lance Schmidt. Actually, give him a little bit better spot there. They can bring the ball all the way out here to the 28-yard line. So it's third down and about 2 yards to go. Lance again gets the call. He has met it. Down he goes. Joe Groppel getting through there for St. Cecilia to bring down Lance short of the 30-yard line. They're going to give him the 29, and now it's going to be Wes Holt looking at fourth down, about a yard to go from their own 29-yard line.
Well, when we talked about a Coyle getting most of the carries coming into the ball game, the Latch getting the last 5 carries in a row. And, boy, he just looks, he's listed as 185 pounds. He sure doesn't look that small. He looks like he's up around 200 pounds. Looks like a real good football player there. But, again, it'll be Coyle rolling to the right here to get this kick away.
He gets this one away, and here comes Kissinger. He's going to field the ball at about the 35-yard line. Dances to the 36. He's to the 40, and he is met at the 41, and down he goes. So Kissinger returns the punt down in special coverage there for the West Holt. Is going to be Ben Bohr, 5'8", 160-pounder. There was a kick of about 35 yards that time. Actually, West Holt had a pretty good kick there after getting the last one blocked by Croyle. Hastings St. Cecilia will start first down and 10 yards to go from the 39-yard line. High school football action here this afternoon at 1230 KHAS. We're in Atkinson. But St. Cecilia is out on top of the West Holt Huskies by the score of 14-0 here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia on their third offensive possession here. Xander Schmidt, he's going to throw the ball. He throws it on the near side. It's knocked down. Intended receiver was Ryan, knocked down there by Latch. Matt Latch on defense, so it's incomplete. Second down, 10 yards to go. Hawks have the ball just across the 41-yard, actually the nose of the football right at the 40.
Kind of dangerous pass there by Xander Schmidt, as you had mentioned, looking for Ryan coming across the middle right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Latch, again, that big body out there, was able to get his hands up. Cesar Tino, again, working the outside. Don't be surprised if they elect to go to Cesar Tino again. They are having a hard time matching up with his speed so far in this ballgame. I'd look for him to go deep again to him.
All right, second down, 10 yards to go. Here's Xander Schmidt, hands the ball away, fighting for some running room across the 45 out to the 46-yard line. That is Joe Groffel. So Groffel gets the carry there to the 46. We'll give him 6 yards on the play, third down and 4 for the Blue Hawks. Working from our left to our right here in the first quarter of play, St. Cecilia scored on a long touchdown. They have scored on a block return for a TD. And the Hawks have a 14-0 lead over West Holt, a team that's coming in here with a mark of 6 wins and 3 losses. St. Cecilia up here at the line of scrimmage on third down at about 4 yards to go. They've got it on their own 46. Xander Schmidt looks over the defense. Joel Groffel in the backfield. They fake it to him. Now the ball pops loose and it's going to be recovered by West Holt. Recovered by West Holt at the 40-yard line. They wanted to run the option play to the far side, and someone got into Joel Groffel. The ball, or rather, got into Xander Schmidt, and the ball is recovered by Osborne over there for West Holt. And West Holt has a St. Cecilia turnover right at the 40-yard line.
That is Austin Braun, number 3, actually a number 7 on the roster there, getting in there as he was able to beat the lineman and get in. And before Xander could even get the handoff made, Ron was in there knocking the ball to the turf. First turnover for West Holt today.
West Holt has the ball now at the 40. Here's Coyle in the pitch to the far sideline. He's at the 40, down to the 35. So a pickup of 5 yards in the play by Coyle as he takes the ball down to the 35 of Hastings St. Cecilia. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks, getting over there for the Hawks. The big defensive end on that side, Joe Wallmeyer, the 220-pound senior. Wallmeyer with 78 stops coming into the football game here this afternoon. A pickup of about 5 yards in the play. It's going to bring up a second down and 5 situation. The line of scrimmage is now the St. Cecilia 35-yard line. There's a handoff now to Coyle. Again, he's looking outside. He's at the 35, takes the ball down to about the 31. So a pickup of 4 yards in the play, and now Wes Holt will be looking at a third down and 1 situation. Football is placed down at the St. Cecilia 31. So the Hawks got a turnover early on an interception, and now Wes Holt trying to take advantage here of a St. Cecilia fumble. The West Holt Huskies looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about a yard to go. Ball is just outside the 30, so less than a yard to go here for the Huskies. They'll set up in a double wing. There's a handoff to Latch. He's met in the backfield, but then powers forward across the 30-yard line down to about the 29. He brings a Joe Groffel with him. Groffel had a contact made in the backfield there, but a nice run by Latch as he takes the ball down to about the 29. It's a first down for the Huskies.
Latch now 6 carries and 12 yards on the afternoon. And again, Groffel, great penetration there. He met Latch head-to-head, but Latch able to lunge forward, pick up a couple in the second first down for the Huskies.
Here's Osborne with the ball, fakes the ball. The Latch pitchback comes here, and he sweep to the left side, brings the ball down to the 25-yard line to about the 24. That's Cole Gibbons carrying the ball there. He was a wide receiver lined up to the right side of the formation. Came back to get the pitch back from Tanner Osborne as Gibbons takes the ball down there. A pickup of about 5-6 yards in the play. West Holt on the move. First down, or actually second down, about 5 yards to go. The West Holt Huskies have the ball to St. Cecilia 25-yard line. And the quarterback is Tanner Osborne, up under center this time. Turns, hands the ball away to Croyle. Croyle jams it right in between the two tackles there. He gets a couple of yards before he is met by Joel Groffel again defensively for St. Cecilia and Joel Wallmeyer. That was a pickup of a couple of yards in the play. And now West Holt looking at third down. Third down and about, 4 yards to go. The ball placed inside the 24-yard line. West Holt looking from our right to our left here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 14-0 in this second-round playoff game in Class C2. Osborne with the ball, hands away to Latch. Moves to his right, dances his way for a couple of yards, still on his feet. And finally, play is blown dead there. A tackle is made in there again by Wallmeyer of St. Cecilia. He did not get to the first down stakes. He got it to about the 21, so now West Holt again looking at a fourth down situation here. Fourth down and about a yard to go from the St. Cecilia 21.
But again, Latch just a tough guy to get a hold of. He kind of moved it off the right side there and was met by a host of Hawks. Nearly got to the stakes, but West Holt here will go for it. Fourth down and 1 yard to go.
Fourth and one from the St. Cecilia 21-yard line, trying to cash in on the St. Cecilia fumble. Here's Osborne. He hands the ball away. He's going to have the first down. Latch bounces away for 3-4 yards right up the pipe there. Tackle is made in there by St. Cecilia. That's a win again. Michael Wynn in on the stop for the Hawks. But not before West Holt picks up a first down, and the Huskies are on the move.
Latch now at 20 yards on 8 carries. Third first down, second consecutive here on this drive after the Xander Schmidt fumble. And now we've got the officials blowing play dead. It'll be an officials timeout as they try to get the stakes set on the far sidelines.
I think they're having problems with the chain over there on the first down mark as they get it all tangled up over there. Now they'll get things sent. They're at the 16-yard line. They're at the 16-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. West Holt from the double wing set again. A pitchback comes to a Gibbons. And Gibbons is going to be hit. Down he goes. Brouillette over there this time for St. Cecilia, knocking down Gibbons. That was the exact same play that ran a couple of plays ago. That was a loss of about a yard in the play. And that's going to bring up a second down and 11 situation. And that, my friends, is the end of the first quarter of play.
It must be. They're both running to the sidelines. Again, we cannot see the scoreboard at all.
All right, so at the end of the first quarter, we'll take a break. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 14, West Holt nothing.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coverage of the 2011 state football playoffs presented by High Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. One of the many reasons why High Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings St. Cecilia with a couple of touchdowns here in this first quarter. They scored on a Long touchdown pass from Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino. Covers 69 yards. And then St. Cecilia got a blocked punt. Returned 15 yards by Nick Brouillette. Making 14-0. St. Cecilia then fumbled in the first quarter. And now West Holt trying to cash in here as we change ends of the field. And West Holt will now work left to right here in the second quarter. They're down here at the 17-yard line. Hand off to Latch, gets by one man at the 15. Runs over a man and takes the ball down to the 11-yard line. The ball pops loose, but the officials say he was down there at the 11-yard line of St. Cecilia. So Latch looks inside, bounces outside, takes the ball down to the 11-yard line. A good gain there by West Holt. Pickup of about the 7-8 yards on the play. Now the official is going to confer over there on the far sideline, and they're going to give the ball to West Holt. So they talked about it. It was that close as the ball comes loose from Latch. They're going to give the ball to West Holt, but Huskies still looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 11-yard line. And here's a handoff to Croyle trying to get outside. Shakes one tackler, shakes two tacklers. Still on his feet. Nice run as he's going to have a first down and more as he's finally going to be brought down into play. Down inside the 5-yard line. A great run there by Josh Croyle. St. Cecilia had a couple of defenders with hands on him, Jimmy, but Josh Croyle, the guy who has rushed for 1,500 yards plus this season, just keeps his feet moving and takes the ball inside the 5-yard line. He'll spot this baby at the 3.
Yeah, first down number 4 on second and third effort there by Coyle, and a pickup of 8. And West Holt, the Huskies, have it a first and goal here on the St. Cecilia 3.
And Croyle again is going to get the call as he angles off of the right side, and he takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. He takes it in there from about 3 yards out, and now the Huskies are on the board. It's a 14-6 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia.
Well, and everything on the ground on that drive, as we knew coming in, West Holt loved to just pound the football right at their opposing defenses, and that is what they did on that drive. Did it very well, picked up 4 first downs on that drive. And now we'll see the kicker into the ball game. That is Sebastian Hansen for the Huskies.
All right, here's the extra point by West Holt. Ball is down. The kick is up. It goes sailing through the pipes. It is good. So they take advantage of the St. Cecilia turnover on offense. They stuff it into the end zone. A 3-yard touchdown run by Josh Coyle. And we've got into the second quarter right now. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, West Holt 7.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. 1230 KHAS.
That was 11 plays and 37 yards for West Holt. They get on the scoreboard after the St. Cecilia fumble. It is now a 14-7 ball game in favor of the Hawks. That one comes with 11 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half officially. So 11:25 to play. And the Huskies get on the scoreboard, dropping back deep for the Blue Hawks now to receive the kick. It's going to be Kissinger to the far side. And coming to the near sideline is going to be Brouillette. Here comes the kickoff high into the air. And the Hawks will signal for a fair catch with one of their short guys here at the 30-yard line. Grabbing the ball was Gus Clark. So Gus Clark signals for the fair catch, one of the short guys, and he makes it. And now the St. Cecilia offense comes out first down and 10 on the 30.
Yeah, Hawks giving up the first touchdown of the afternoon, but with pretty good field position here, they'll start up nose of the football right at the 30. Through that first quarter, 95 yards of offense for St. Cecilia, 69 on that one pass play to Tino, and 26 yards on the ground with 7 totes, 2 first downs. West Holt, by the way, 58 yards on the 53 on the ground, 5 through the air, so 58 total. And Schmidt will be in there under center here on the third series.
Ball is on the near side hash mark, and now the Hawks going to jump off sides. Chris Hartford, the left tackle, jumps off sides there for St. Cecilia. And now I think Carl Tesmer has called a timeout. Carl is on the march toward the offensive huddle here, and Carl Tesmer, not a happy camper as he calls a timeout. Going to talk things over with his offensive unit. 11 minutes to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 14, West Holt 7.
Colder winter weather may mean more time indoors. If you have a winter or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting at 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes good luck, good sportsmanship, and good results to all the local and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back in Atkinson. Quickly, do the high school scoreboard. C2 playoffs, this game has some meaning to it, folks. For St. Cecilia fans, Crofton has won today against Perkins County. It was Crofton 37, Perkins County 9. That is a final. That would be a team that St. Cecilia could possibly face down the road. But more importantly, we've got to get through today.
All right, first down, 15 yards to go following the penalty. Ball is at the 25-yard line. Quick pitch goes to Kissinger, trying to get outside. Turns the corner. Kissinger down the sideline, 25-30, and popped out of bounds here at the 33 or 34-yard line. So Carl Tesmer calls the timeout, goes out and has a little word with his offensive unit, and the quick pitch goes to Kissinger. Tries to use the wide side of the field there. Kissinger uses his speed to get outside, picks up the penalty yardage and then some as he moves the ball after the 31. So it's second down and 9.
Boy, and Kissinger with 20 yards on 3 carries. Not very many times do you see Carl Tesmer that upset. He was very upset with his offensive line and the way they were operating things, and he wanted to put a stop to it. And right now it'll bring up a second down and 9 here for the Hawks.
From the 31-yard line, here's Xander Schmidt with the ball. Rolls to his left, unloads the ball. It's caught here by Cesar Tino. Tino's across the 35 to the 40, out to the 42-yard line. So Cesar Tino having a good first half here. He caught the touchdown pass, makes the reception there, brings the ball out to the 42. Tackle is made in there by Cody Akins, the defensive back for the West Holt Huskies. Football is brought out here to the 41. St. Cecilia now working from our right to our left.
Dino coming into this ballgame, only 5 catches, 160 yards, and 1 touchdown. He has really toppled that number here today. 79 yards on just 2 catches. He's got a touchdown. And again, Mike, they're having a tough time covering Dino. Don't be surprised if he doesn't have a field day today.
All right, there's a man going in motion. That's going to be Ryan as they hand the ball away to a grapple in a trap. They've got that baby shut down. Groffel was brought down at the 40-yard line. In fact, may have lost about a half a yard in the play. But that's going to bring up a second down at about 11 yards to go. So Joel Groffel, boy, that play has worked week in and week out here for St. Cecilia. That's kind of their bread and butter, that little fullback trap. At that time, the door was absolutely shut.
Well, it was. Steve Neptune and his staff are not going to have anything to do with that play today. St. Cecilia has tried to jam the ball in between the tackles several times here today, and it's just not working against the two big bruisers up front. Couple of 200-plus guys at the guard position. They're playing a great game so far.
Second down, 11 yards to go from about the 39. Here's a handoff. Kissinger angling left side across the 45 to the 50. Inside Husky territory down to the 46-yard line. So Kissinger takes the ball down to the 46. Tackle is made in there downfield by the Huskies. That's going to be Josh Coyle getting up there. So Kissinger gets loose, picks up a first down, and now the Hawks have a first down in the Husky territory down here at the 46.
And that one, a good block by Chris Hartford out on that left side. They take it off left tackle, and Kissinger picks up 14 quick yards across midfield. They've got it down to the Husky 56-yard line. Kissinger now with 34 yards on 4 carries.
The 56?
46-yard line. I said 46.
You said 56.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering there. First down and 10 yards to go. Here's a handoff to a grapple. He loses control of the ball. There's a fumble, and the West Holt Huskies have it. Groffel fumbles the football away. It is recovered here by West Holt at the 42-yard line. Cody Akins picks up the ball there for West Holt as he pounces on it at the 42. That's the second fumble for the Hawks here in his first half of play.
Well, and another mistake, and that one just a West Holt defender was able to get their hand up, knocked the ball loose, and Groffel was trying to maintain possession. And again, it was falling to the turf and a drive nullified by West Holt. They only trail by a touchdown. And they've got some life after that last drive. They were able to put it to the St. Cecilia D.
So here's the offensive unit back out there. Latch gets the call. He's across the 45, 46, 47-yard line before he's brought down. Nothing flashy here for West Holt offensively, Jimmy. There's lining up and going right at the St. Cecilia defense. But 2 fumbles by the St. Cecilia offense so far here in this first half of play. And now West Holt is looking to tie this baby up.
No, they just line it up, try to get a hat on a hat up front, and then they either hand it off to Latch or they hand it off to Coyle.
Here's a high snap. Osborne brings it down as he just goes straight ahead with it. Gets it to the 50-yard line. Boy, he had to climb the ladder there to grab that. Maybe Tanner Osborne, a 6-foot, 165 pounds, and a senior, grabs the ball. That snap almost went over his head. Osborne grabs it, and he goes straight ahead with the thing. Takes the ball into St. Cecilia territory down here to the 49-yard line. And now West Holt looking at third down. Third down and about 2 yards to go from the St. Cecilia 49. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 14-7. Wide receivers go left and right. Hand off. Nope, a fake to Latch. Now he pitched the ball back to Croyle. He gets outside 45 of St. Cecilia. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20 down the sideline. He's going to take it to the distance for a touchdown. That baby is going to go 49 yards. They faked the ball inside to Latch. The pitchback came to Coyle as he took it around the left end, took it down the far sideline into the end zone for a score, and it is now 14-13 Hawks.
Just simply bad tackling out on the outside by St. Cecilia, and we see number 58, Joe Clark, come walking very gingerly to the St. Cecilia sidelines, but just that quick. And West Holt can rush the football very, very well. They're doing it here today against the St. Cecilia D. And Coyle, the sophomore, takes it in from 49 yards out. And now Sebastian Hansen in to try to tie this baby up in the second quarter.
So the second fumble for St. Cecilia results in another touchdown as West Holt has cashed in on both turnovers on the Hawks so far. This one comes with 8:38 to play here in the second quarter. Ball is down. Here comes the extra points as it goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. We're tied. 8 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the second quarter from Atkinson this afternoon. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, West Holt 14.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
High school football from 1230 KHAS, 14-14, 8:38 to play here in the second quarter.
Got a wild one going on in Shelton between Shelton Bulldogs and Garden County. It is tied up 28-28 late in the fourth. Both teams have missed several extra points, would have given them the lead. So we'll keep you updated on that one. Also, a couple other C1 scores, Norfolk Catholic 21, Chadron 0. That's probably late in the third. And again, the two finals, Pierce 30, Valentine 13, and C1. And the C2 final, 37-9, Crofton takes that one over Perkins County.
There's the kickoff. It's going to fall down here. That's a live ball. Kissinger picks it up at the 18-yard line. He's back to the 20, down the sideline, 25 to the 30, brings it out to the 35-yard line where he's popped out of bounds by a Coyle over there at the 35. So that's where St. Cecilia will start. The offense has been able to move the ball a little bit, Jimmy, but it's been two turnovers so far. Something that St. Cecilia has not done the past couple of weeks, and that's turned the ball over.
Yeah, a couple of fumbles, and West Holt has made them pay. They've scored on both of them, and they're rushing the football today. The Hawks with 46 yards on the ground, a couple of fumbles, and passing today, 79 yards, and it's all Cesar Tino. He has had both catches, and now the Hawks will take over. They'll have it on their own 35-yard line midway through the second quarter.
All right, St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left. Two wide receivers split out wide to the left side. Xander spinning the gun. That ball goes right through his hands. He picks the ball up at the 25-yard line. Here comes the pressure, and down he goes. Boy, nothing is going right for St. Cecilia offensively. That snap was just mishandled by Xander Schmidt. He went back to pick it up as he falls on it at the 24-and-a-half-yard line. A big, big loss in the play. And now it's second down and long for the Hawks.
Well, and you're playing against a much speedier team than Bayard last week. Xander Schmidt to run the offense very well, but again, you're getting more pressure coming in there, and the butterflies have got to be jumping through Xander Schmidt's body. And again, he wasn't ready for that snap. The ball goes to the turf, and a big, big loss. It's back to the 25. That is a loss of 10 for the St. Cecilia offense. So now we've got to get the ball all the way out to just past the 44-yard line for a first down.
All right, so it's a second down and long here for the Hawks. They've got it between the 24 and the 25. Wide receivers go left and right here by Xander Schmidt. As Xander is up under center, man goes in motion. That's Bruliet. Handoff goes to, they're going to fake that, and it's going to be, that's going to be Kissinger. He did get the handoff, but he is brought down into play. So looked like they were going to fake the ball to him. Xander looked like he was going to hang on to it, but they handed away to Kissinger, and he is thrown for a loss back here at the 20-yard line, a loss of 4 yards in the play. And it's now third down and 24 yards to go for the Hawks.
Well, and again, right now the momentum is really on the side of the West Holt Huskies. They are putting tremendous pressure this offensive line for St. Cecilia has to pick it up. They are not blocking very well right now. The penetration is just immense by the Huskies.
They're down in 24. They're going to run it. Here's Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger has got 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards as he falls forward here, and St. Cecilia off the punt. Kissinger brings the ball out to about the 28-yard line, but St. Cecilia still way short of a first down. It's going to be fourth down and long for the Hawks, fourth and about 16 yards to go. So that offensive possession, Jimmy, in reverse, the 38 Studebaker not firing all cylinders today.
Well, and three fumbles already by the St. Cecilia offense is just unlike a Carl Tesmer coach team. That is why he is so upset. And right now, St. Cecilia is rattled as West Holt has drawn even. And now they're going to receive this punt. The return guy back there deep for West Holt is Dan Rentschler.
So Kissinger is going to punt the ball. He drops it. Look out. Kissinger's got to run with it now around the right end. Kissinger's going to try to get the punt away. He does. And it's going to go out of bounds on the far sideline. What is going on? Kissinger, normally sure-handed there, drops the punt, drops the snap. He picks it up and then goes around the right end. He finally got the thing away. It goes out of bounds, but West Holt's going to get great field position. In fact, they're going to start this drive first down and 10 on the St. Cecilia 40.
Well, as I've got a mark, that's going to go down as a 12-yard punt. And again, you would look, last week we seen some fumbles as the guys were looking into the sun. They're not looking into the sun. St. Cecilia has the sun at their backs. And again, nobody is able to touch the football and get it brought into their possession. And West Holt now into St. Cecilia territory. They got a first and 10 at the Hawk 40.
All right, here's a handoff as they just go straight ahead with the thing. They bring it across the 40 down to about the 39-yard line. Running the ball there was Cole Gibbons. It's a little chilly here, but not as we expected. The wind chill is 35 degrees at the game time, 43 degrees with an actual temp. The wind's out of the northwest at 18 miles per hour, so it's not really we can blame the field conditions today. We're probably going to play in much worse across the state tonight. So a pickup of second down and about 9 yards to go. Ball is sitting at the 39-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks have turned the ball over a couple of times. Here's a handoff to Coyle now. As Coyle, this angles off on the left side, picks up 1, maybe 2 yards. As they move the ball down to the 37-yard line, Brouillette in on the stop there for St. Cecilia. Lance Schmidt and others there for the Blue Hawks. We're in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 14 and West Holt 14.
Coyle now over 1,600 yards on the season, 87 in this ball game on 9 carries. Coyle has had 49-yard touchdown run that happened on the last possession. The West Holt had the football, but he kind of takes it off the left side there, and a host of Hawks bring him down. A yard gain, third down, we'll call it 7 for West Holt.
Here's Osborne, play action pass, stands in the pocket, a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught. It's going to be caught for the first down. No pressure that time by the St. Cecilia defense as they go across the middle. That's going to be Coyle grabbing the ball there and brought down immediately by St. Cecilia. So Coyle not only can run the football, that is his 11th reception of the season there, as he grabs it right into the center of the field, and they move the ball down to the St. Cecilia 27-and-a-half-yard line.
Yeah, and absolutely no pressure there as the quarterback, Osborne, just stood back there. He could have taken all the time in the world, delivers it across the middle, 12-yard gain, and West Holt is on the move yet again.
Here's Osborne with the ball. He fakes the ball to the fullback and then runs it himself as he moves the ball down to about the 25, so a pickup of 2. I think the game right now, Jimmy, being one down in the trenches, I think the line for West Holt is absolutely manhandling St. Cecilia.
Well, and we talked about it when we looked at the starting lineups when we got here. Only a couple of guys for West Holt. Again, Butterfield at 260 and Niebauer at 220. Everybody else, left tackle, Wentworth is 180, right tackle is 160. That's Bohr. They're getting the job done, though, right now.
Here's Tanner Osborne. He wants to throw the football under pressure. Grauffel can't get there. Tanner to the far sideline and rockets the ball down this side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball down the left sideline. The intended receiver was Rentschler. Joel Grauffel was coming on the blitz that time for St. Cecilia as Randy Ahrens dials up a little defensive pressure there. And now it's third down and about 7 yards to go as the football is sitting at the St. Cecilia 25-yard line.
Well, this is a situation St. Cecilia has not seen in a long time as a team being able to hang with them and being able to move the football as effectively as they have, and it's been basically on the ground here for West Holt in this ballgame.
So it's third down at about 7 from the 25. Handoff goes to Latch. He falls forward across the 20 down to about the 18-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks, and in was stopped there for St. Cecilia was a win. Well, the Hawks will see where they spot the football. They had to take it right to the 18-yard line. And the official is going to call for a measurement from the far sideline. High school football brought to you in part tonight by our presenting sponsors for the 2011 State High School Football Playoffs, Hastings 5 Points Bank, and also Misco Sports out of Kearney. 14-14 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia and the West Holt going at it here in the second round of the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs. They're bringing the chains off on the far side. They'll stretch things out, and they send them down. The officials take a second look, and it's going to be just short. Going to be just short. In fact, less than a yard to go here, maybe 6 inches. And I think with the momentum on your side of the field, you got to go for this on fourth down and less than a yard.
Well, I think you do. Your offensive line has flat got the job done. Their running backs between Coyle and Latch have done a good job running the football. And, yeah, they're going to mark it down.
At about the 18-and-a-half.
Yep, about the 18-and-a-half. Going to be fourth and one here, and West Holt will go for it.
They'll have a I formation behind Osborne. Latches back there along with the Coyle as Osborne looks over the defense. They hand the ball away to Coyle. Gets outside, 20-yard line, 15, down to the 10. Inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 4. So Coyle, Josh Coyle, looks inside against the St. Cecilia defense, and the Blue Hawks are in a football game this afternoon, Jimmy. As the West Holt Huskies have come to play here this afternoon.
West Holt already 99 yards of rushing here in the second quarter. And Coyle, that one goes for 14 yards. Now give Coyle 101 yards on the afternoon. We have not even got the halftime. That was a play designed to go off left tackle. He bounced it out farther left and picks up a nice gain, first and goal.
Down to the 5-yard line. Lance gets the handoff. He takes it to the 4. So a pickup of 1 yard, and the playing tackle is made in there by the Hawks. That's a Wallmeyer into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. A pickup of a yard in the play as he moves the ball down to the 4-yard line. We got 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the second quarter, and West Holt looking to go out on top of St. Cecilia here in this one. They will send two wide receivers split out wide to the right side. The ball is at the 4-yard line of St. Cecilia. Lance in the backfield with Coyle. Osborne is your quarterback. Man goes in motion. Handoff goes to Coyle again. Coyle slips outside. He's going to take the ball into the end zone for the touchdown. He takes the ball into the end zone for a touchdown. And wait a minute. Do we have a penalty flag?
Yeah, the line judge on the left side come running in and threw a flag. But again, Coyle, nothing going up the middle, bounces it out to the outside with his speed, was able to take it in.
It's going to be a holding call.
Yeah, so it's going to come back and nullify the touchdown. But, boy, unfamiliar territory for St. Cecilia right now in the football game. Nothing going right for the Hawks as West Holt has just pounded the football right down the Hawks' throat. 28 carries for 153 yards so far in the ball game. And passing the football, there's only been 4 of them. 2 completions, though, for 17 yards. West Holt is they weren't scared after they got down 14-0. It was a couple of big plays for St. Cecilia, but they have bounced back, and they're looking to try to go ahead in this ball game.
So with a 10-yard penalty, this is going to be the ball brought back to the 14-yard line. It is second down and goal from the 14-yard line. Osborne wants to throw the ball, throws it out here. It's caught here by the other Osborne as he breaks away, gets a couple of yards, and moves the ball down to about the 6-yard line. That's a Connor Osborne getting the pass from Tanner Osborne. And now that's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down here for the West Holt Huskies. Impressed by what I've seen so far. West Holt has taken advantage of 2 Hastings St. Cecilia miscues. And now they're threatening again. They're down here at the Hastings St. Cecilia 6-yard line. Third down and goal for the Huskies.
We mentioned the numbers for West Holt. Only 39 yards of rushing for St. Cecilia, 79 through the air. But again, you got to take away that 169-yard pass play, and St. Cecilia has really been held in check. Nick Brulette was able to pick up a block punt and take that one in from 15 yards out, so that's how we've gotten to 14 for St. Cecilia. But again, West Holt has done a great job. Now they're going to let the time tick down and call a timeout, so it'll be timeout Huskies.
And they're going to talk things over in a third down and goal situation. I think there's about 2.5 minutes to go, according to the sun-based clock over there.
You've got better binocs than I do.
All right, 2:36 to play. We'll call it officially here in the second quarter. It's St. Cecilia 14, West Holt 14.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coverage of the 2011 state football playoffs presented in part by Misco's Sports out of Kearney. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games we play for years now. Go see them on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's. And now the official coming over here yelling up to the scoreboard operator. Maybe putting a couple of seconds on the clock here. So it's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and goal, as West Holt has got the ball down here at the Hastings St. Cecilia 6-yard line. Ball's on the near side hash mark. The Huskies looking to go ahead of the number one rated St. Cecilia Blue Hawks as the official returns to the field now. They get things set. So evidently some scoreboard problems. I don't know how he can see the clock. We can't.
I wouldn't know how anybody could see it in this unless you're right up there beside it. That sun is really shining right into that scoreboard.
Again, we've got the sunshine here this afternoon. I know many parts of the state having some snow throughout the day today, having some rain showers today. We've got sunshine here in Atkinson. Now the umpire goes over and has a couple of words with another official on the far sideline as they're trying to get everything situated here. It's third down and goal. West Holt has got the ball at the Hastings St. Cecilia 6-yard line. Hawks have been plagued by turnovers and sloppy play here in the first two quarters of action here. And now the official is finally going to wind the clock. I think they're informing all the officials about how much time we have left here in the second quarter. Third down and goal. Ball is at the Hastings St. Cecilia 6. Tanner Osborne hands the ball away to Coyle. He takes it into the end zone standing up. Takes it into the end zone standing up. That'll be a 6-yard touchdown. And West Holt goes out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia.
And did you see the hole that was opened up between left guard and left tackle? You could have drove a truck through that. Again, you'd mentioned earlier the line of scrimmage is really being dominated right now by the West Holt Huskies. And again, Coyle, his second touchdown. First one come from 49 yards out. That one comes from 6. And Sebastian Hansen in to put the Huskies ahead.
Well, now got 25 touchdowns so far this season. The PAT is up there, and it is good. And West Holt has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, my friends, here in the second quarter of play. It is West Holt 21, Hastings St. Cecilia 14.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So it's West Holt cashing in again. They get into the end zone. It's now a 21-14 ball game. That was a result of that the punt by Kissinger that he mishandled and then finally got the punt away. A 10-play, looks like a 52-yard drive, 10-play, 52-yard drive there for West Holt. So the Huskies now have the lead over St. Cecilia. The score is 24-14. And West Holt gets into the football again. A short kick is going to be fielded here by a short man for St. Cecilia across the 30. 35 out to the 40-yard line to the 41. Bringing the ball back is Gus Clark. So Kissinger gets away the short punt on that one as he fumbled the snap. And then the Huskies taking advantage of the St. Cecilia miscues in this ball game today. They've turned two touchdowns off of a fumble so far, and that one might as well have been a fumble there by Kissinger. So it's a 21-14 ball game. Now the Huskies have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia.
Well, and again, unfamiliar territory for St. Cecilia this season, and for that more, for the past, two, 3 years, trailing in a ball game. So St. Cecilia now back out on the field. Wide receivers, three of them to the right side for Schmidt.
Here's Xander Schmidt now. He throws the ball out there. It's going to be caught breaking away down the sideline across the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. That's Kissinger. Kissinger goes 51 yards on the catch and run.
60 yards.
All right.
Bad hand signal. 60 yards. That's all you have to do is just get him out in the open. They bring Kissinger from the I-back position over to the right side. Xander Schmidt takes one step drop, flings it over to the right side, and let Matt Kissinger, your speedster, do all the work. He found a seam in the West Holt defense and takes it the distance. So another big play, but it draws St. Cecilia 1 point closer, 60-yard catch and pass.
So it's now a 21-20 ball game. Here's Kissinger will be staying in there. They'll attempt the point after touchdown here for the Blue Hawks. So they strike fast on a 61-yard touchdown pass from Xander Smith to Kissinger. Ball is down, and here comes the extra point. It is on the way. It is good. So St. Cecilia comes right back with a touchdown there on that drive. And we're now tied up again. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Westholt 21.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the lead for West Holt didn't last long, about 10 seconds or so. I think we're down to about a minute and 58 seconds to play. That was a 60-yard touchdown pass officially from Xander Smith to Matt Kissinger. Just kind of threw it out there in the flat and let Kissinger do the work. Put on the afterburners and down the far sideline he went.
Yeah, playground football out there for St. Cecilia. It doesn't matter. Matt Kissinger made quick work of that. Kissinger on 60-yard touchdown reception, also 37 yards on six carries. Kissinger into the football as it comes down to Coyle. Now we've got the official stop and play.
We've got a penalty flag in the far side of the field, and that's going to go against the Blue Hawks as well. So in addition to the struggles we're having offensively here, now the special team's going to be hit with a penalty here. It's against the kicking team. It'll cost them 5 yards. Now Kissinger will have to kick off from the 35-yard line.
Another score in here. We mentioned it's getting wild in Shelton. They now are going to overtime. It is Shelton 36, Garden County 36 in overtime.
One of the games we've got on our network of stations today at Platte River Radio on ESPN 1550 KICS. We are tied up at 21 points apiece late in the second quarter here in Atkinson between West Holt and the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. 5-yard penalty marched off against St. Cecilia. Kissinger into the football, end-over-end kick. As a Coyle grounds the ball at about the 5, he's back to the 15 in a hurry. 20, 25, 26, 27-yard line, and down he goes. Down there in special teams for St. Cecilia, Cannon Howell, and also Jared Jackson down there for the Blue Hawks. But now it's going to be West Holt coming back out, and they will start this drive first down and 10. They'll start it on their own 27. West Holt moving from our left to our right. Coming up at halftime, we'll check in on the first half stats, the first half scoring, and get you up to date on the scores that will be being played this afternoon in addition to what is coming up tonight. So stick around for that. An exciting football game for you here this afternoon from Atkinson, tied up at 21 points apiece. Osborne with the ball. He's going to be hit in the backfield, and down he goes. Osborne running the option play, or he wanted to run the option play, and he is hit down hard as a Tanner is knocked down in a play by Joel Wallmeyer.
Well, Wallmeyer has been all over the field all season long. He has had a tremendous year on the defensive end side of things, and he makes a good play there, getting a good pass rush, and Osborne had nowhere to go, a loss of a couple, second down and 12.
Osborne now pitches the ball back, and that one is going nowhere. They try to get outside, and St. Cecilia closes that down in a hurry as Coyle was carrying the ball there. Wynn is in on the stop for St. Cecilia. Michael Wynn, number 72. That was a loss of about 2 yards in the play, so maybe a eye-opening experience here in the first half for St. Cecilia's defense. Is there a good job right now? It's third down and 14 yards to go. Ball is pushed back here to about the 23-yard line as Osborne comes up to the line of scrimmage. The back's in the I formation. Quick pitch goes to Coyle, trying to get outside, being chased out there. Joel Groffel can't get his hands on him, but he runs out of bounds. Groffel was out there defensively. Coyle just ran out of real estate, and it's going to be West Holt going 3 plays and out here in this second quarter of play. They're going to have to punt the pig away. Fourth down and about 12 yards to go.
Mike, just looking on the far sidelines, you just see him running off right here. That is Cody Jackson into the game. Number 32 just runs off the field. He was the man, one of the St. Cecilia defenders in there on bringing Coyle down. So good to see Cody back probably into just some limited action today.
So it's fourth down and 12 yards to go. Here's a Coyle running to his right. Coyle, is he going to punt the thing away? Yeah, he finally gets it away. End-over-end kick. It bounces here at the 45-yard line to the 40, down to the St. Cecilia 35, and rolls dead at about the 34-yard line. A kick there of about 41 yards. Coyle, about as close as you can to running with a football right there. At the last second, he finds a little seam, that rugby-style kick, as he gets it downfield. It's away a pretty good kick, too, down to the 34 of St. Cecilia. and the Hawks will have the football here late in the second quarter.
Well, and again, we have seen so many guys, whether it be high school or college kickers, that have gone to that style where they kind of look out across the defense and see how things are set up, whether they want to. It makes it an easy way to fake it. But again, boy, Coyle doing getting very close to having that in block. He had one earlier block by Brulette.
All right, so St. Cecilia's got the ball at the 34-yard line. That's their own 34 late in the second quarter. Xander Schmidt from the gun. He's going to grab the ball. He rolls to his right side. Here comes the pressure. Throws it over there. It's going to be caught again out to the 48-yard line. And the reception there made by Kevin Ryan. So Ryan right on the sideline makes the catch. They're going to spot him at the 48. And that's going to be enough for another St. Cecilia first down. So Xander Schmidt gets the completed pass over there to Kevin Ryan out to the 48-yard line. And St. Cecilia now calling the quick timeout. We are late in the second quarter. Again, we have a penalty flag. Yep, we got another penalty flag down. And this one is going to go on St. Cecilia. Clear on the opposite side of the field, Jimmy. Here at the 34-yard line, a penalty flag going to be marched off in St. Cecilia. As the official comes over to make the call here, it's going to be an illegal procedure call on the Hawks. So instead of having a first down here at the 48 of St. Cecilia, we're going to have a five-yard penalty marched off, and now the Blue Hawks want to call another timeout. So St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. We're in the second quarter with a score, St. Cecilia 21, Westholt 21.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia has officially fumbled three times in the first half. They have lost two. Kissinger getting the punt away. But it's been a mistake-filled first half of play here this afternoon from Atkinson. And Westholt has taken advantage of their additional opportunities here this afternoon. They are tied up with the number one ranked team in Class C2, St. Cecilia. So after a five-yard penalty for illegal procedure, St. Cecilia calls the timeout. The ball is pushed back here to the 30-yard line, where it's going to bring up a first down and 15. I think we're under a minute to play here as the officials again confer. I think they're having just as much time on reading the clock as we are. Again, the sun is beating down here on the scoreboard at Atkinson, and the numbers might as well not be up there. I think we're doing this. I think the first time without a scoreboard today.
Somebody obviously told them they didn't need to worry about afternoon football games here in Atkinson. You would have thought that if you were going to at least put it on the west side of things. But, boy, it is just it's tough as that sun is really beating down on it.
All right, first down 15 yards to go. Xander Schmidt, he stands in the pocket. He's going to throw the ball downfield. He's got a man out here. He's going to be caught at the 40, down to the 35, down to the 30, to the 25-yard line. Cesar Tino gets behind his defender down there. Cesar Tino picks it off. And Colt Gibbons was the guy back there defending for Westholt. But Cesar, he's having a great first half of play here. And the Hawks have the ball down here at the Westholt 25. And again, St. Cecilia will call a timeout.
114 yards now for Tino on two receptions. And that one there, Xander Smith just kind of softly rolled to the right side, threw it right down the middle of the field. And again, I had mentioned earlier that Westholt defensively is having a tough time manning up with Tino. And he got loose again. And a big game as St. Cecilia has called timeout. They've got it. A first and 10 down at the 26-yard line.
Xander Schmidt right on the money with him that time. And again, even the St. Cecilia coaches are now signaling up to the press box to tell us how much time is on the clock. We have no idea. We'll take another break. We're tied up at 21 on high school football on 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia in the latter stages of this second quarter has moved the ball down here to the 27-yard line of Westholt. Xander Schmidt winning in the gun. Play action pass. Xander has got the ball. He throws it back over here. Joe Groppel grounds the ball. He's at the 35 to the 30, 25 down the sideline to the 20, to the 15. Makes a nice move. Takes the ball to the end zone for a touchdown. That's a 27-yard touchdown pass. Xander Schmidt to Joe Groppel. That's Groppel's sixth reception of the season, Jimmy, as he takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. The kind of a throwback pass there as the flow of the play went to the right side. They just throw it back to a Joe Groppel. Makes a nice move at about the 10-yard line and takes it into the score.
Xander Schmidt has thrown eight passes today in this ball game. Three of them have gone for touchdowns. That one of 27 yards. Schmidt now over 200 yards of passing in this football game. And some good blocking downfield by St. Cecilia and Groppel with some good running as he's able to take it in from 27 yards out. And now Matt Kissinger will be in to attempt a point after Simon Ostrander will hold for Kissinger.
So now it's a 27-21 ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here comes the extra point. It is up there. It is good. And, boy, that was right at the
right
half time
at the, yeah.
On the last play from the line of scrimmage, oh, hello, they take it in there for a touchdown.
Wouldn't have known it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known it by reading the clock here. So on the last play of the second quarter, St. Cecilia goes 27 yards for a touchdown. They had the PAT, and the Hawks have the lead here at halftime. So an unbelievable first half of play for a number of reasons here today. The last play from the second quarter for St. Cecilia, they take it to the house 27 yards. Xander Schmidt to Joel Groppel. We have reached halftime. At least we think we have reached halftime. And at the break, it is Hastings St. Cecilia leading West Holt to score. Hastings St. Cecilia 28, West Holt 21.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Atkinson this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of West Holt. The score is 28-21. Halftime show is brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 36 years in business, you can trust that Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care can keep your vehicle in tip-top shape. That's Tice Auto Care at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings. A wild and wacky first half of play here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia trailed at one point in time, didn't trail very long as the Hawks getting a couple of touchdowns late in the second quarter to go out on top. In fact, they score on the last play from the line of scrimmage in the second quarter. The Blue Hawks have the lead by the score of 28-21 here at halftime. It has been kind of a action-packed first half. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over a couple of times. The Huskies have been able to take advantage of that, Jimmy, as they've scored on a couple of St. Cecilia turnovers. But, boy, in addition to working against the West Holt offense and defense that has fired up this afternoon, we got to battle the clock that you can absolutely not see here. Obviously, it's had an effect here because the officials have called a couple of timeouts to find out exactly how much time is left on the clock. St. Cecilia coaches on that last drive were signaling up to the press box to say, hey, how much time is out there? And St. Cecilia, I don't know if they had a plan or not, but they score on the last play of the second quarter, and the Hawks are having a top 28-21.
I think the only one in the building that knew that was possibly the last play of the game were the guys upstairs running the score clock. I don't know if St. Cecilia coaching staff exactly knew where the clock was. And, again, it would have been much more of a dramatic call if we'd have known the time was ticking down and Groffel was getting close to the end zone. Obviously, if he would have gotten brought down where the time was running, it would have been the halftime. But, again, Groffel gets in there for the touchdown right there at the end of the first half.
The St. Cecilia fell behind here in this ball game and then battled back with a couple of touchdowns late in the second quarter. It's 28-21. We'll get you some halftime numbers coming up in just a couple of minutes. Some interesting games going on across the state of Nebraska. A lot of afternoon games today in addition to a complete schedule for tonight. What's been going on the scoreboard?
Well, in C2, we mentioned earlier, Crofton, which draws interest from the St. Cecilia fans. Again, we have to get through this ball game and then another game, which next week's game would be back at Duncan Field. If the Hawks can come through and win this ball game, it would either be Kearney Catholic or Blue Hill. It would be
Cambridge.
Cambridge or
you get to the score.
I've drawn a blank right now. Anyway, further on down the line, I know Crofton is on that west side bracket. They win today over Perkins County, 37-9. In C1, Norfolk Catholic defeated Chadron, 35-13. Also in C1, Pierce, they defeat Valentine, 30-13. And do you suppose those two teams know a little bit about each other? Next round, it will be Norfolk Catholic playing against Pierce. In D2, last report, Loomis was leading St. Mary's 22-7. And in D2, we have a final, Clarkson 28, Sacred Heart 20. That is an upset. That is the number 11 seed defeating the number 3 seed, 28-20, and Clarkson coming out on top. And again, Garden County and Shelton in overtime in Shelton.
All right, Cambridge is playing North Platte St. Pat.
North Platte St. Pat, yes, exactly. So it would be the Cambridge North Platte St. Pat's winner playing in Hastings next week against St. Cecilia if we can get through this ball game. Then I know the next round has Crofton in that.
You're looking way too far
That's
ahead.
That's exactly right. But it, of interest.
Jeez. Cambridge and North Platte St. Pat's playing at 6 o'clock tonight. That ball game being played out at North Platte. 28-21 is our score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over West Holt. We'll come back at more in halftime on the Tice Auto Care halftime show right after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care. Corner of 3rd in Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Back at halftime, we're in Atkinson this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia football from 1230 KHIS, 28-21. St. Cecilia with a lead. Scoring in the ball game, St. Cecilia scored first on a 69-yard touchdown pass. Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino. PAT made it 7-0. St. Cecilia then blocked a West Holt punt and returned it 15 yards for a touchdown. That was Nick Brouillette. They got into the end zone 14-0. The Hawks had the lead with about 5.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Then after a St. Cecilia fumble in the second period, West Holt goes 11 plays, 37 yards. Josh Coyle took it in from 3 yards out. After the point after, it was 14-7 St. Cecilia. After another Blue Hawk fumble, again, West Holt went 3 plays, 57 yards this time. Got a 49-yard touchdown run from Josh Coyle. That made the score 14-14 after the PAT. Bill Hamburger then dropped a punt, dropped the snap, finally got the punt away, but it was a short one, and it was recovered there by West Holt. They went 10 plays, 52 yards, made short work of things. Again, Josh Coyle took it in from 6 yards out. 21-14, West Holt had the lead over St. Cecilia. But then the Hawks scoring a couple of touchdowns late in the second quarter. Got a 60-yard touchdown pass from Xander Schmidt to Matt Kissinger to tie things up at 21 points apiece. Then on the final play of the second quarter, St. Cecilia getting a 27-yard touchdown pass from Schmidt to Joel Groffel after the PAT by Kissinger. The Hawks enjoying a lead here at halftime, 28-21.
Well, nothing has come easy. The first two touchdowns come rather easy for St. Cecilia as they went out on top 14-0 very early. But again, that West Holt not rolling over and dying. And the West Holt Huskies are into this ball game and looking very good so far. We look at the Husky numbers in the first half. Their quarterback, Tanner Osborne, passing. We knew he wasn't going to throw a lot. He's very efficient, though. 3 of 5 passing, 25 yards. He does have one interception in the ball game. But West Holt has rushed it 32 times for 159 yards. So 184 of total offense, 6 first downs for West Holt in the ball game. We look at some individual leaders. Their leading rusher coming in the ball game, Josh Coyle, 13 carries, 107 yards. In the first half, 3 touchdowns. His touchdowns have come from 3, 49, and 6 here today. And then also Matt Latch with 13 carries and 41 yards. We look on the side of St. Cecilia in the first half. Kind of unbelievable when you look at the rushing numbers for St. Cecilia. 14 rushes and only 39 yards for St. Cecilia here in the first half. But Xander Schmidt is 5 of 8 passing, 210 yards. He has 2 touchdowns, actually 3 touchdowns in the ball game. 1 to Cesar Tino, 1 to Joe Groffel, that last one in the end of the second quarter, and then the other one to Matt Kissinger. But again, 210 yards, 3 touchdowns for Xander Schmidt here in the first half. So 249 of total offense for St. Cecilia in the ball game. 5 first downs, some individual leaders. Joe Groffel with 4 carries, only 13 yards. For him this afternoon, and Matt Kissinger, 6 carries, 37 yards. The running coming very tough against this West Holt defense. On the receiving end of things, the guy that West Holt needs to figure out how they can cover, Cesar Tino, having a breakout afternoon. 3 catches, 123 yards, 1 touchdown. Matt Kissinger has 1 catch, that being the touchdown of 60 yards, and Joe Groffel with 1 catch, and that being the touchdown as well for 27 yards. But again, the Hawks only operating 23 offensive plays to 38 offensive plays for West Holt. It's come again on big plays. Nick Brulette blocking a punt, picking that up and running it in for a touchdown as well. So the Hawks continue to live on big, big plays. But they score on the last play of the first half, and they lead this ball game here at half.
So it's 28-21. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. You're listening to the Tyson O'Care Halftime Show. We'll have more right after this.
Colder winter weather may mean more time indoors. If you have a winter or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting at 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes good luck, good sportsmanship, and good results to all the local and area athletes and teams.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
State football coverage is brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead 28-21 over West Holt here at halftime. Classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 playing their second round of the state playoffs. Here tonight, we've got more coverage on our network of stations coming up for you this evening. It'll be Giltner. They will be in action tonight. That'll be a 6 o'clock starting time, 5:30 for the pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, as Giltner swings into action against Humphrey St. Francis. We'll have that ball game on the Breeze later on tonight. Over on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR this evening. It'll be Kearney Catholic at Blue Hill, 6:30 for the pregame show there, with a kickoff at 7. Finishing up over on Classic Hits with Loomis and O'Neill St. Mary's. And also finishing up on ESPN 1550 KICS, Shelton and Garden County continuing their ball game. They are in the third overtime. That ball game is still tied up. And immediately following that one, as soon as we get off of the air from Garden County, we'll have Boone Central and Minden. That gets underway at 5:30 this afternoon with a kickoff at 6 o'clock. So the Hawks returning to the field here. We get ready for the second half of play. Other games going on in Class C2 tonight. You've got Aquinas Catholic. They're at home to take on Lutheran High Northeast tonight. Tri-County is at home. They will play Elmwood Murdoch. You've got Hardington Cedar Catholic playing Oakland Craig in Class C2. Lincoln Christian is at home. They will face Wilbur Claytonia tonight. H.C. St. Cecilia playing here in Atkinson against West Holt, leading 28-21. Also tonight, North Platte St. Pat's will play Cambridge beginning at 6 o'clock. Those the winner of that North Platte St. Pat's-Cambridge ball game will play the winner of this one coming up next Tuesday. Other first-round games, Crompton is playing Perkins County this afternoon, and Blue Hill has that night game tonight against Kearney Catholic. That one gets underway at 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here this afternoon. We'll take another timeout. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Football.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Atkinson this afternoon. 28-21, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here this afternoon over West Holt.
Well, you talked about that Garden County-Shelton game. It has gone final now. In three overtimes, Garden County has knocked off the Shelton Bulldogs 58-52. A wild one there.
So Hastings St. Cecilia back on the field. Here comes the Huskies of West Holt. Your high school football coverage brought to you in part here this afternoon by Misco Sports in Kearney. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games we play for years now. So go see them on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's. Hastings St. Cecilia and West Holt going toe-to-toe here this afternoon. Again, the winner of this ball game plays the winner of the ball game going on tonight in North Platte between Cambridge and North Platte St. Pat's. If St. Cecilia wins, the Hawks will have a home game next Tuesday back at Duncan Field.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why I drew such a blank on that. I was, I guess, looking forward to down the road from Hastings, the Kearney Catholic Blue Hill game this evening. But again, more importantly here, the Hawks have to take care of business. West Holt has come to play. They fell behind 14-0 on a couple of big plays, a pass play of 69 yards for St. Cecilia, and then the block punt returned by Nick Brulette. And then West Holt was able to crawl back in the game and actually go ahead. And as we've mentioned, unfamiliar territory for St. Cecilia. They've got to find a way to shut down the West Holt rushing attack. They've rushed for 159 yards. And Josh Coyle, who coming in the ball game and rushed for 1549, is at 1648 on the season. He's got over 100 here today and three touchdowns. So definitely been a force against this Hawk defense.
Your halftime injury report brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. Hastings Orthopedics provides a full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief, hand surgery, and back and spine care, and surgery for people of all ages. Their goal has always been to provide the best service possible to getting you back to being you again, serving Hastings and the surrounding communities. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, feel like yourself again. Again, nothing for Hastings Saints to say in the first half of play. In fact, I think we saw a glimpse of Jackson in the ball game defensively, as Chase Jackson, who's been out for a couple of weeks now, may have got a snap or two on defense. And that's the good news.
Exactly. Really wasn't paying that much attention in that Hawk secondary, because it wasn't appearing like we were going to see Jace in the ball game today. But, again, I seen Phil Hamburger, who was in white sweatpants, trot downfield and was given Jace some accolades as he come off the field. Very good to see him back in there. I'm guessing on a limited action basis, but again, he appears to be looking like he's going to go back into the ball game here as he stands on the sideline awaiting Saints to see his kickoff here. Matt Kissinger will get into the football, and the Huskies will have the opening possession here in the third quarter.
Again, your injury report here at halftime brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Specialists. So 28-21 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of West Holt here this afternoon. West Holt actually had the lead in this ball game before St. Cecilia scores two touchdowns late in the second quarter. Here's the kickoff by Kissinger. It's going to be over the head of everybody. And West Holt will take over first down and 10 yards to go on their own 20-yard line. High school football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So here comes the West Holt offense. They've been able to move the ball against Hastings St. Cecilia this afternoon, but they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 28-21. There's a handoff straight up the pipe, and that is going to go absolutely nowhere. We'll see if the St. Cecilia defense plays with a little emotion here in this second half of play. They go the coil right off of the bat. They take it right up the pipe, but it's shut down by St. Cecilia. So Joel Groffel, inside linebacker for the Hawks, brings him down. Second down and about 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 21-yard line. It's going to be West Holt moving from our left to our right here in the second half of play. There's a handoff to Latch. Latch gets a yard, maybe 2 yards, as he angles off on the left side. Joe Groffel again in on the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Groffel is there, and also Willard coming up, the linebacker on that side. That was a pickup of about 3 yards on the play. It's now third down and 6 yards to go. Line of scrimmage pushed down here to the 24-and-a-half-yard line, maybe closer to the 25. So we'll call it third down, 5 yards to go. Osborne is the quarterback. Down the line of scrimmage, hands the ball away to Latch, angling off the left side to the 28. He is stopped short of a first down as he takes it to the 28-yard line. Nick Brouillette into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively. And now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. I think West Holt goes three plays and out there in punt formation here. Good start for the St. Cecilia defense.
Well, and remember, when Coyle kicks the football here, he likes to do that rugby-style kick, and he likes rolling over to the right side. Nick Brouillette knows that he's on the line of scrimmage ready to come hard.
And here he comes rolling. They're going to throw the football. It's going to be caught here across the 30-yard line to the 32. That's a completed pass, and a fake pass, or a fake punt thrown there as they get the ball to a Tanner Osborne, the starting quarterback, as a receiver there, as a Josh Coyle. Again, they have that little rugby-type kick as he just rolls to his right side. It looked like it was going to be a punt. The last second, he pulls up and gets it to Tanner Osborne. So a fake punt succeeds, and they move the ball out here first down and 10 across the 30-yard line to the 34.
And Simon Ostrander had an opportunity to stop that before it went for positive yardage, but again, just wasn't able to wrap up Osborne, and he picks up 7. They get the ball out to the 34-yard line.
All right, here's Osborne, hands the ball away to Latch. He brings it across the 35, out to the 39-yard line. Matt Latch, he had 359 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon, but he has been the workhorse today against the St. Cecilia defense. Coyle and Latch, the two running backs in there for the West Holt Huskies. That was a pickup of 4 yards in the play, second down and 6. Ball is brought back out here to the 39-yard line. Osborne, your quarterback, in the gun now, high snap. He brings it down. He wants to run with it. He's being buried in the backfield. Osborne running with a football there, and he is buried in the play there by Wallmeyer and Chris Hartford. A loss of a yard or so in the play on the quarterback keeper as the ball is pushed back here to the 37-yard line. It's now third down and about 7 yards to go for the West Holt Huskies. We're in quarter number 3 with the Blue Hawks out on top.
Well, already here in this first drive of the second half, a lot more emotion out there, a lot more guys flying to the football in white jerseys.
There's a handoff to a coil, and he's going to be brought down again. That's going to be Joe Groffel. He is off to a tremendous start here in the second half as Groffel gets his hands on coil and brings him down right at the line of scrimmage to the 37-yard line. No gain in the play. A great defensive play there by the middle linebacker for St. Cecilia, Joe Groffel.
And I would hardly believe that West Holt would try to fake it here on this fourth down as Matt Kissinger will drop back just inside his 30-yard line. But again, a lot more emotion, a lot more speed of the football.
Here's a coil again, runs to his right, gets the kick away, goes straight in the air. It's going to bounce to the 47-yard line. It takes the St. Cecilia bounce back inside Husky territory to the 49-yard line. That was a kick of 12 yards. A 12-yard kick there by Josh Coyle, and Hastings St. Cecilia will start this drive in Husky territory, first and 10 at the West Holt 48-yard line.
Well, and again, that's the risk you run when you try to do that rugby-style kick. If you've got any pressure coming at all, the kicker is forced to try to get it off early and a lot faster. The timing is off, and again, Coyle went very high in the air, and St. Cecilia with a great opportunity. They lead the ball game by 7. They've got it into a West Holt territory at the 49.
Here's a Cesartino coming in motion. Here's a handoff to Grapple. He fumbles the football back here at the 48-yard line, and St. Cecilia gets back on top of it. Xander Schmidt having some problems with a handoff there to Grapple. Falls down the turf. That's the fourth fumble of the day today for St. Cecilia. And, they've lost two. They've fumbled four times today.
And on that one there is a loss of two. It goes back into St. Cecilia territory. They'll mark it down at the Hawk 49. But, again, uncharacteristic of St. Cecilia to put the ball on the turf that many times. It is beautiful playing conditions. It's chilly, but it's not wet by any means.
Second down and 12 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball now in their own territory at the 49. Here's Xander. He throws the ball out there. That's going to be caught there by a Cesartino. He's at the 50-yard line to the 49 of West Holt, so they get the last yardage back. That was the same play they scored on earlier, Jim. They just threw it out in the flat to a Cesartino. He went the distance for the first touchdown of the ball game of 69 yards. That time the defense for West Holt was over there.
Well, Matt Kissinger was able to take the that screen pass, the same one, exactly for 60 yards there in the first half. Tino scored on the long bomb of 69 yards early in the ball game, but Tino not able to shake free from the defender. Picks up a yard ball at midfield, third and 11 here for St. Cecilia.
Ball sitting right at the 50-yard line. St. Cecilia from our right to our left here in quarter number three. Here's a pass. Tanner Schmidt takes the ball down the left sideline. The ball is going to be caught, but I think he's out of bounds. Yeah, that's Cesartino out there again. He beat his man down the right sideline, but he's out of bounds. Back there in coverage, Cody Akins for West Holt. They're working on Akins, the 5'7", 140-pounder over there on the left side. He's a junior. Cesartino got behind him again, but that pass delivered to the sideline side of things there, and he was out of bounds.
Well, and again, we talk about the injury to Phil Hamburger, not having in there, having him in there at all, and a very good passer. That one there, Tino had a couple of steps. He was open again, and Xander just not able to get it to him. Inbounds, he threw it to the outside shoulder, and that one goes out of bounds. Kissinger into punt.
All right, Kissinger gets into the football, and a boomer here is going to go over the head of everybody. Nope, they're going to field this one inside the 5-yard line. He is brought down at the 7. So an ill-advised reception there. Downfield for Hastings St. Cecilia was Avery Driscoll. That was a kick of 49 yards. It was being returned by Dan Rensler. Only a 4-yard return. Rensler probably should have let that one go over his head, Jimmy, and into the end zone. He grabs that one inside the 5-yard line, brought it back out to the 7, and now West Holt is deep in their own territory here early in quarter number 3.
Well, the kick was so deep by Kissinger, there was nobody back there to be yelling at Rensler to let him know where he was at on the football field. And when he fielded it, I'll bet he wished he would have let it go into the end zone. Great coverage there by the Hawks. They've got West Holt pinned back deep.
Tanner Osborne is your quarterback. He's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Coyle. Coyle's trying to get outside. He's at the 5-yard line to the 10, out to the 12-yard line. He is drunk down there by Willard, the linebacker for Hastings St. Cecilia, as they move the ball out to the 12, 13-yard line. Nice pickup there by Josh Coyle as he used his speed to get outside. They give up 7 yards on a play, second down, and about 3 yards to go.
Well, and again, Mike, just to update, Jace Jackson is in the lineup. He is that right outside linebacker there for Carl Tesmer. Good to see him back in there after that injury.
All right, he's been on the shelf for a couple of weeks. Here's a handoff now to Latch. He gets away. Latch is across the 20, out to the 25-yard line. Matt Latch carrying the ball to the 25. Tackle is made in there by St. Cecilia. That's a Jace Jackson. He gets his first tackle in a long, long time there, making the stop for the Blue Hawk defense. So first down and 10 yards to go. They've moved the ball now out to the 25. Westholt working from our left to our right. It is 28-21. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 7-point lead. There's a handoff again to Lassiter. Who had power there as they just move that pile, pull ahead out to about the 28. So a pickup of about 4 yards in the play. Nothing fancy there. They just use the power of the offensive line. Impressed by what those guys are getting done today against the St. Cecilia defense. They have brought the ball out to the 28 now from deep in their own territory. Second down and 6 yards to go. West Holt with the ball on their own 28. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's Connor Osborne. Tanner Osborne, the quarterback, looks over the defense, turns, hands the ball away. Coyle has got the ball. Coyle is across the 30. Still on his feet to the 35 to the 36-yard line. Tackle is made in there by St. Cecilia. Simon Ostrander in on the top there for the Hawks, as well as Joe Wallmeyer. But that is another first down for the Huskies.
That is 16 carries now and 122 yards for Coyle on the afternoon. That is the 10th first down for West Holt. Boy, West Holt just continues to rush that football. Remember, they were pinned down deep inside the 10-yard line. They've got it all the way out to the 35-yard line.
All right, backs will be in the I formation. Wide receiver is Cole Gibbons. He splits out wide to the right side, wide out to the left side as well. Here's a handoff to Coyle. He is met in the hole, and down he goes. Willard in on the stop. Joel Grapple in there. Picked up maybe a yard in the play, if that. So a little if any gain right there as he angles out to the right side. Line of scrimmage was the 35. They're going to mark the ball at about the 35 and a half. So a pickup of one, we'll call it officially. Second down, 9 yards to go. This time it's going to be a double tight end set with one wide receiver split out wide to the right side. Tanner Osborne, play action pass, rolls to his left. He floats it out there. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Latch. It's going to be over his head over the far sideline. Jace Jackson over there defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia, as well as Kevin Ryan. So an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up third down. And now we got a penalty flag on the far side of the field.
Yeah, penalty flag, and that will go against West Holt. So the ball goes incomplete on second down, and now the holding call just indicated by the white cap.
I think you take the penalty here, and it would bring up a third down and nine situation at the 36 of West Holt. But with a penalty, marching out from the spot of the foul, and West Holt now looking at second down and long. 28-21 is our score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of West Holt. I would give you the time here in the third quarter. We have not been able to see the clock the entire football game because of the sun problems here. I think we're down around 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
Well, it's just a guesstimation at best with the sun beating on there. But it'll bring up a second down here. The ball, line of scrimmage is at the 20-yard line.
They fake the ball to Latch. Here's the Tanner Osborne. He fumbles the football. St. Cecilia is on top of it. They fake the football up inside to the fullback, and then coming down in the option play, down the right side of the line, the quarterback Latch, somebody got their hands on it. The ball was fumbled. It was recovered there by Joel Groffel of Hastings St. Cecilia. And now the Hawks have a big, big turnover in the third quarter.
Well, and the Hawks need to take advantage of this. They lead the ball game by 7, but they need to get a little insurance out ahead of them. That was Dick Brulette, number 30, coming in there, was able to get the hands on the football of the quarterback Osborne. And St. Cecilia comes up with a big turnover. They got the ball inside the 25. We'll call it the 23 of the Huskies.
So Brulette gets their hands on it there, and Joel Grapple comes down with the fumble recovery. Here's a quick pitch to a Kissinger as he tries to get outside, takes the ball down to the 20-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Tanner Osborne, number 13 for the West Holt Huskies. So Hastings St. Cecilia now trying to take advantage of a West Holt turnover. Here late in the third quarter of play, the Hawks are out on top on a score of 28-21. Winner will move on to play either North Platte, St. Pat's, or Cambridge in the next round of the state playoffs. That'll be next Tuesday. Xander Smith has went all the way at quarterback here for the injured Phil Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Max will be in the Maryland I formation now on second down and about 6 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is a 20 of West Holt. Here's a Xander play action pass. He's going to throw the ball, floats it out there. He's got a man out there. It's caught for a touchdown, and he's out of bounds. He is out of bounds in the back of the end zone. That was Simon Ostrander. Ostrander caught the ball, but he was out of bounds in the back of the end zone. It's incomplete.
Simon Ostrander started on the left side of the line of scrimmage, just run about 15 yards down, and then just a slant pattern. Lost his defender at about the 5-yard line, and he was standing, and I thought he was right there at the pylon that's laying over. He was standing about right there. And again, Xander Smith had some good protection back there, delivered the football to him, but Simon took one step too far, and he was out of the back of the end zone. Third down, 3rd and 7 here for the Hawks.
All right, Xander, quick pitch comes out here to Kissinger. He's got a blocker out in front of him. That's Joe Groppoli. Knocks somebody down. Kissinger still on his feet to the 20, to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Lunges forward, and he steps out of bounds. He steps out of bounds down around the 5-yard line. Kissinger got into the end zone, and now Kissinger is down.
And I think
he just had a cramping problem there. Kissinger dives for the end zone. I think we got a penalty flag down as well. Yes, we do. We got a holding call in Saints to say, so this one is coming back.
Yep.
That was a 3rd and 6 for the 20-yard line. They have a quick pitch play here to a Kissinger. He got to the nearest sideline, lunges forward, and had the ball spotted at the 5, and a holding call in the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, and that come very late as Joel Groffel got out in front of Matt Kissinger and made a great block on the end, got Kissinger around the corner, and then it was one of the interior linemen because the flag was dropped right there at about the 10-yard line, right in the middle of the field. And that'll bring St. Cecilia back. So yet another mistake. That is the 6th first down unofficially in the ball game. They'll bring that all the way back out to the 21-yard line where they'll have a 3rd down.
So instead of having a 1st down down around the 5-yard line of West Holt, St. Cecilia back here looking at 3rd down and about 9 yards to go. St. Cecilia not playing a real wonderful football game here this afternoon, although the Hawks have the lead, 28-21. So it's 3rd down and 9 yards to go. The football is at the 21-yard line of West Holt. Xander Schmidt up under center, hands the ball away to Groffel, bounces off of one man. He's going to pick up about 3 yards. And now St. Cecilia looking at 4th down here and probably in field goal range, I would think, for Kissinger. That's going to be the case as they bring on the field goal team, I do believe here. Line of scrimmage is the 18-yard line. This would be a 35-yard field goal attempt to give Hastings St. Cecilia a 10-point lead over West Holt. And let's see. Nope. Well, let's see. They're going to have a field goal attempt here. All right. Field goal team is on. So Kissinger is into the football game for the the field goal. This will be a 34-yard field goal attempt. He has 1 for 4 in field goals this year. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes sailing off of the right side. It is no good. So a 34-yard field goal attempt is no good. So St. Cecilia cannot cash in on the West Holt turnover here in the 3rd quarter. They recover that fumble. They couldn't do anything with it, but a big holding penalty on the Blue Hawks. They had a 1st down down around the 5-yard line, but the holding penalty brings them back out. They cannot convert on 3rd down, and now they miss on that field goal attempt.
Well, and pretty good penetration there by West Holt right up the middle. And I don't know whether that bothered Kissinger a little bit, but the way the ball went very high in the air, he did not get into it. Matt's got a real good leg. But remember, keep in mind, as this game goes down, that holding call at the 10-yard line.
2:58 to play here in the 3rd quarter. West Holt has got the ball back here at the 20-yard line. It's handed away in the angle off the left side. As they take the ball to about the 21, maybe the 22, a pick of 2 yards in a play for Josh Coyle. He's just a sophomore running back, Jimmy. He's going to be around for a couple of years. 5'10", 180-pounder, 1,541 yards coming into the football game this afternoon. 2nd down, 9 yards to go. West Holt with the ball on their own 21. Now they hand it away straight ahead, 22, 23-yard line. So it's going to be a 3rd down and long. That was Latch carrying the ball there for West Holt. The other running back there picks up a couple of yards. And now it's 3rd down. 3rd down and about 6 yards to go. They will spot the football here at the 24. We're inside 2 minutes to play now. 2 minutes to play in the 3rd quarter from Atkinson. AC St. Cecilia hanging on to a 28-21 lead over the Huskies here this afternoon. Here's Osborne running with the ball, the quarterback, as he comes out here tumbling out to the 30-yard line. Should be enough for a 1st down. Yeah, they give him the 31. So on a quarterback keeper, Tanner Osborne, he gets the ball out to the 31. So West Holt has got a 1st down. The Huskies down by just 7 points here in quarter number 3.
Out of 47 carries today, that is only the 9th carry by somebody other than Latch and Coyle today. That is just amazing. And everybody coming to the ballpark today knew exactly who was going to get the football today. It has been Coyle and Latch, and they've done a great job, but that line is where it's really happened up front. Another 1st down, that's 1st down 11 for West Holt.
Now Osborne wants to throw the ball, stands in the pocket. Now he throws the ball in the center of the field. The jump ball is out there, and it's going to be incomplete. That was a dangerous throw and an ill-advised throw by the quarterback, Tanner Osborne. He was being flushed out of the pocket and just threw it up there in the center of the field. There was two blue guys out there, two white guys out there. They just threw it up there, and it falls down the turf, and it's going to bring up a 2nd down and 10 situation.
West Holt is very fortunate that was not intercepted. St. Cecilia had a lot of pressure. Joe Clark and Joe Wallmeyer were just swallowing up the quarterback Osborne, and he just threw that off his back heel. And very fortunate that fell incomplete. Second and 10 here for the Huskies.
From the 31-yard line, Lance gets away, 35 to the 40. Still on his feet out of the 44-yard line. It's a simple dive play there with a fullback as Lance brings the ball out to the 44. Tackle was made in there by Brouillette for the Hastings St. Cecilia defense. But the Huskies pick up a first down. Approaching the midfield stripe here now. Late in the third quarter. We're under a minute and a half to play. I think 1:15 left now in the third quarter to play. Boy, if this game comes down to the wire, the clock problem is going to be a real pain here going down the stretch. First down, 10 yards to go. Huskies have the ball. They hand it away again across the 50 inside Blue Hawk territory down to the 46-yard line. They move the ball down to the 46. Carrying the ball again was Latch. He is getting a workout here today. Had just 57 carries in the previous nine games for West Holt. And he picks up 9 yards right there, second down, and a yard to go. West Holt has now got the ball at the St. Cecilia 46-yard line late in the third quarter. Wide receiver is Cole Gibbons. Splits out wide to the right side, backs in the I formation. Two wide receivers split to the left side. There's a fake handoff, now to Latch. Quarterback Osborne has got the ball, 45 to the 40, down to the St. Cecilia 36-yard line. So Osborne takes the ball down to the 36. That's going to be another first down for the Huskies. And now defensive coordinator Randy Aaron is making a change here as Jace Jackson comes out of the ball game. Simon Ostrander back in there.
That is the third consecutive play that has gone for big yardage. They had gains of 14 by Latch, 9 of Latch, that one of 10. And they are starting to mount up a big drive, 86 yards here in the third quarter.
Osborne pitches the ball back to Coyle. He's at the 40, 35, down the sideline, 30, and he's knocked down. Knocked down a bounce down around the 29-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. We're down into the final stages of quarter number three here this afternoon. The Blue Hawks are out on top by a score of 28-21. They will spot the football right at the 30 of St. Cecilia. So, can bring up a second down situation. Second down and about 3 yards to go from the Hawk 30. Wide receivers left and right. Osborne, your quarterback, has got the boys sitting down in the I formation. Hand off to Coyle. Hits outside 30, 25. He's got the first down and he's popped out of bounds. Over there defensively for St. Cecilia was Kissinger. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. I think we are at the end of the third quarter of play. Are we? It's going to be a first down for West Holt. Is a ball to 25, and now the officials say, yeah, that's the end of quarter number three. So three quarters in the books this afternoon. West Holt is on the move. They will have a first and 10 at the St. Cecilia 25-yard line. After three quarters, it's St. Cecilia 28, West Holt 21.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coverage of the 2011 state football playoff is presented in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. 28-21, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over West Holt this afternoon. We're in the fourth quarter as we start the fourth quarter. West Holt has got the ball, first down and 10 yards to go from the St. Cecilia 25-yard line following a missed field goal attempt by the Hawks on their last possession. Here's Coyle with the ball at the 20-yard line. Coyle takes it inside the 20, down to the 18. Coyle takes the ball down to the 18-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks. And in there is Schmidt for St. Cecilia. Lance Schmidt, the 200-pound sophomore, but a nice run there by Josh Coyle. And now West Holt has got the ball down here knocking on touchdown door at about the 13-yard line. Here's Osborne with the ball, tucks it inside, 10-yard line. He falls forward down to about the 8. Option play to the far side of the field as Tanner Osborne takes the ball down. They're going to mark the ball at about the 6-yard line. So Tanner Osborne, the 165-pound senior, trying to rally his troops down here. So second down at about 2 yards to go. That was a pickup of 8 yards on that last play. Second down and 2. The ball is down there at about the 5-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Wes Holt can tie things up here with a field goal just starting the fourth quarter here this afternoon. Now the Hoffs hopping around on defense. Somebody moved up front for West Holt. As somebody moves up front, it's going to be an illegal procedure. It's going to be Tyler Butterfield. Tyler Butterfield moves up front there, the right guard for West Holt.
Mike, quickly in that third quarter, it was all West Holt. St. Cecilia needed to figure out a way to stop West Holt's rushing attack. They were not able to. 20 carries and 98 yards in that third quarter. West Holt now with 257 of rushing in the ball game. St. Cecilia in the third quarter, 1 yard passing, 3 yards rushing, 6 offensive plays for St. Cecilia for only 4 yards in that third quarter, and they are looking to give West Holt some more points.
There's a handoff now. That's going to be stuffed by St. Cecilia's defense as they hand the ball away to Latch, and he is met immediately there by Lance Schmidt and also Joe Clark in there for the Hawks. So a pickup only about a yard in the play. It's third down now. Third down and about 7 yards to go for the first down. And 10 yards to go to tie this baby up. So third down and 7 now for West Holt. You would think that the Huskies would be in two-down territory right now to try to get that 7 yards. It's a 28-21 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Huskies. Osborne comes out there. Here's the pitch. It's going to be mishandled. The ball is going to be loose on the far sideline, but it's picked up over there by the Huskies, and then they fall out of bounds. So nearly a disaster there for the West Holt Huskies. The pitch was behind Coral. Ball was bouncing loose over there on the far sideline. Finally picked up over there by Dan Rentschler, who is the wing back to that right side. They lose a couple of yards in the play. And now West Holt is looking at fourth down. They're going to try a field goal attempt. This is going to be a 31-yard field goal attempt. And into the ballgame, Sebastian Hansen. This will be a 31-yard field goal attempt here for West Holt to try to pull closer. Ball is down. Kick is up there. The kick goes sailing to the pipes. It is up there. And it is no good. So each team has missed a field goal here in the second half of play. That one was a 31-yard field goal that misses, and Hastings St. Cecilia has got the ball.
Well, and we had to wait for a second or two. The officials down there underneath the pipes are even having a tough time looking right back into that sun. But again, St. Cecilia dodging another bullet as they continue to give up big, big yards and big plays. It has been sloppy tackling and good blocking up front for West Holt. But again, St. Cecilia dodges the bullet yet again, and they'll take over at the 20-yard line, leading this ball game by 7. Again, only 4 total yards for St. Cecilia in that third quarter on 6 offensive plays.
Did not have a whole lot of opportunity as West Holt hung on to the ball in some long-time-consuming drives, but nothing on the scoreboard. We're still on our halftime score of 28-21. Xander Schmidt hands the ball away, and Kissinger's going to be stopped in the backfield. Boy, busting through there in a hurry was Latch again. Latch defensively, the 6-foot, 185-pound linebacker comes on the blitz and knocks down Matt Kissinger. That was a loss of 3 yards in the play, and the Hawks are going nowhere, Jimmy, here in the second half.
Boy, and West Holt right now just really teeing off. They are just begging St. Cecilia to rush the football because they have got a lot of penetration in there this whole second half. St. Cecilia has not been able to really work their way out of the shadow of their own goal line.
So it's second down. The ball is pushed back here to the 17-yard line. Second down and 13 yards to go. Xander Schmitz went all the way at quarterback. Play action pass. Xander wants to throw. Look out. Here comes the pressure. Xander is hit. The ball is loose. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Groffel. Groffel down the near sideline. He brings it out to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. And he has got a first down and more all the way out to the 34-yard line. That one was as close as disaster as you can get right there. As Xander Schmidt fumbles the football, it was bouncing loose down there inside the 10-yard line. West Holden had a couple of players down there, and out of nowhere, Joe Grauffel picks it up. Not only does he recover the ball, but he picks it up and burns the ball all the way out to the 33-yard line. That's a first down for the Hawks.
That was lucky, my friends, as St. Cecilia was in all kinds of trouble. The pocket was breaking down from both sides on Xander Smith, and the ball was knocked loose. Again, Grauffel picks it up, goes off the right side, picks up 17 yards. Grauffel now with 6 carries, 33 yards, and the Hawks get their first down. This is the first half.
They do it with an almost disaster back there.
Oh,
it is a timeout now. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. We'll take a break. It's the Hawks 21 and West Holt. Actually, the Hawks 28, West Holt 21.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 9:09 left in the ball game, folks. 9:09 left in the game officially. St. Cecilia with the ball. First down, 10 yards to go. They have got it on their own 33-yard line. Xander Schmidt sends a man in motion. That's Cesar Tino showing blitz here defensively, and penalty flags go down. Hawks may have jumped.
Yeah, that's going to go on Matt Kissinger. He took a step forward about a half a sec before the snap went, so it's going to cost St. Cecilia again. And, boy, the mistakes just continue to keep mounting. I have that as 8 penalties now against St. Cecilia. 5 fumbles in the ball game. If you call the for Matt Kissinger, you would call that 6, but there has been 5 offensively today. Not a very clean played ball game by St. Cecilia today by any means.
So first down, 15 yards to go. St. Cecilia now with the ball on their own 28-yard line. Hawks have a 28-21 advantage here in the second round of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. Xander Schmidt with the ball. He backs up, wants to throw it. Xander throws it downfield. Cesar Tino is out. He can't make the catch at the 40-yard line. Cesar Tino again gets behind the defensive secondary. And back there quickly was Cody Aikens again for a West Holt. That one was very, very close to going to the house.
But again, Xander pulls out from center, rolls over to the far side of the field. And again, West Holt, they've got to get a couple of guys on Cesar Tino, because Tino is just flat running right by the secondary. And that one there was right in Cesar Tino's hands. He drops it. That would have been a big game down into West Holt territory, but it falls incomplete, and it's going to bring up second down and nearly 15 yards to go. The ball is back at the St. Cecilia 27-yard line.
Again, if you're West Holt, you're trying to keep the St. Cecilia offense back here, force them into a punt situation and get the ball back and try to move it in for the tying touchdown. It's 28-21. Xander Schmidt looks over the defense, handoff. Is going to go to Kissinger, and he is stuffed. In there for the West Holt Huskies was number 50, Ben Bohr, a 5'8", 160-pounder. And whatever West Holt did at halftime, Jimmy, they have absolutely stuffed the St. Cecilia rushing attack here in the second half.
9 carries, 36 yards for Kissinger. That is all he's been able to muster up today. Just in the second half, Kissinger is minus 4 yards of rushing. They have done a tremendous job of penetration. There was 3 blue jerseys that were in the backfield the minute that Kissinger got the handoff, chopped his legs out from underneath of him. Now it's 3rd and long for St. Cecilia.
They're down at about 17 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here to the 17-yard line of the Blue Hawks. We're under 8 minutes to play here in quarter number 4. Here's a quick pitch to Kissinger. Kissinger looks like he wants to throw the ball. He's hemmed in. Kissinger is still dancing back there. And he's going to be drugged down, and down he goes, a huge loss. All the way back inside the 20-yard line to the 18. Down to the 18-yard line, they stuff him. I don't know if Kissinger was looking to throw the football or what, Jimmy, but he was looking downfield. That was a huge loss, 10 yards on the play. And now St. Cecilia will have to kick the football away.
Well, and again, I think they were looking downfield for Cesar Tino, and so he said they have had a hard time covering him up today. And they tried to draw the defense in as Kissinger was trying to sweep around the left side. And again, if you're going to throw it, you need to throw it away. Get it incomplete, because that was a huge, huge loss of 10 yards. And now West Holt is going to get the football around midfield.
Kissinger will punt the football here for St. Cecilia. Here comes the kick. They're going to signal for the fair catch, and it's going to go over his head at the 40-yard line. And now he's going to go back and fall on it at the 32 or the 33-yard line. So we got 7.5 minutes to play. And back there for West Hope was Dan Rentschler. Rentschler initially signaled for the fair catch, and then it went over his head, and then Rentschler went back to try to grab it, and Hawk pounced on him, and now Rentschler is going to be down in the play. He is injured.
On 47 yards on the Kissinger kick. We know Matt's got a great leg, and he needed to get off a good one there. And a lot of penetration coming again. Again, they run out there very quickly, and they're tending to Rentschler. And he was a little unsure of where the football was in the air on that play there. And, again, we've got the coaching staff coming out. They are looking at his right knee.
So now the sun has set just enough, Jimmy. We can finally see the clock. We can finally see the clock here after the sun has been beating down on this thing. 7 minutes and 16 seconds to play. In addition to the sun, there's also red LEDs out there. There's red LEDs. That's why we're having such a tough time with the clock today. But finally, the sun has set just enough here in Atkinson. We've got the official time, 7:16, remaining on the clock.
12 plays now, Mike, in the second half of play for St. Cecilia. Minus 3 yards. That is not going to get it done in playoff football, and we're going to have a lengthy timeout here as they brought both teams to the sidelines and the staff still tending to Rentschler.
Again, your coverage of the 2011 state football playoffs presented in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth, one of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. And also by Misco Sports out of Kearney, helping us along for the 2011 state high school football playoffs. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games that we play for years now, so go see them on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's. So now West Holt has got the ball. We've got 7 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead, 28-21 over West Holt. Nobody has scored so far here in the second half of play. Each team has missed a field goal attempt since halftime. So we'll start this drive from the 32-yard line, handoff to Coyle. Coyle is wrapped up for a yard or two. As Coyle takes it off on the right side, he is wrapped up there by the St. Cecilia defense. That is Joel Wallmeyer again in the stop here for the Blue Hawks. So St. Cecilia is going to let West Holt run the football. It's taking off a lot of time off of the clock here, down to 6:56 to play now here in the fourth quarter.
But they've been very effective in doing the rushing the football today. 265 yards of rushing for West Holt in the afternoon.
Osborne hands the ball away to Latch right in the center of the field. Latch nearly fumbled the football there as he juggles it out to about the 38. Wallmeyer again in the stop, as well as Joe Graffel for Hastings St. Cecilia. But now it's third down. Third down is about 2 yards to go, 2 or 3 yards here for the West Holt Huskies. Driving from our right to our left here in the fourth quarter of play, number one ranked St. Cecilia with a 35-game winning streak on the line here this afternoon. They've got a 7-point lead. It's 28-21 over the Huskies. Here's a Tanner Osborne with that double wing set now. Latch in the backfield. They're going to throw for it. Sets up a little screen pass. It's going to be knocked down. It's going to be knocked down there. Getting through there for Hastings St. Cecilia was Chris Hartford. He got his hands on it, Jimmy, and nearly pulls the ball out of the air. He would have been off to the races right there. But now it's fourth down, and I think if you're West Holt, you got to go for it here.
Yeah, only the ninth pass attempt for Osborne this afternoon. Actually, the eighth pass attempt, because one of them was completed by Coyle earlier here in the ballgame. But again, St. Cecilia tightens things down a bit. They force West Holt into a punting situation. Matt Kissinger will stand inside his 35-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to punt the ball away, or at least it looks like it. Coyle's going to get the ball away. Kissinger looks up, grabs the ball at the 30, dances away to the 31, 32, 33-yard line, and down it goes. So Kissinger brought down into play there, down at the 33-yard line. Downfield is Cole Neibauer, the 6'2", 220-pound lineman there for West Holt. So now St. Cecilia is just going to hang on to the football here. We're down to 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The Hawks have a 28-21 advantage over West Holt.
Well, late in the fourth here, and St. Cecilia has only run 11 offensive plays in the second half. West Holt has controlled the ball pretty much the whole second half, but this is going to be the drive that counts. A couple of first downs here, and the Hawks should advance.
All right, the line of scrimmage is the 34. Handoff goes to Kissinger. Kissinger's across the 35. Hurdles a man at the 40. Brings it out to the 43-yard line. Nice run there by Kissinger. Probably brought down into play there by West Holt, Tanner Osborne. end of the stop there for the West Holt defense. They bring the ball out to the 43, a pickup of about 8 yards on the play there by Matt Kissinger for Hastings St. Cecilia. Done such a great job filling in for Jace Jackson there. Jace getting some snaps today on the defensive side of the football, and we'll see if he can return to a normal routine coming up next week if the Hawks can advance in this one. So second down and a yard to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their own 43. There's a quarterback sneak now by Xander Schmidt. He brings the ball across the 45 out to the 46-yard line, first down. So Xander brings the ball to the 46, and now Xander's a little slow at getting up. Xander Schmidt is a little slow in getting up as he flexes that left knee as he returns back to the huddle, and he is hurting here for the Bluehawks.
Well, we know we're not going to see Phil Hamburger in the game. He has got white sweatpants on the sidelines. Simon Ostrander was competing last year when he went down with a knee injury, so really up in the air who the backup quarterback would play, but Xander's going to stay in there on this first down call, ball at the 46.
All right, Xander takes the snap, brings the ball back to Kissinger. Kissinger, set it down he goes, does not get back to the line of scrimmage. Kissinger is knocked down on the play and getting through there for the West Holt Huskies is big number 74, Tyler Butterfield. Butterfield, 6 foot and 260 pounds. A lot of these guys, like we talked about earlier in the ballgame, Jimmy, going both ways here for West Holt, but it doesn't seem to bother him, does it?
Well, yeah, you look at the guy standing on the West Holt sidelines, 2-4. What, there's about 11, 12 guys in uniform on the far sideline, and that's it. The numbers are very low up here at West Holt, but definitely some great conditioned athletes out there on the field for their head coach, Steve Neptune.
Second down and 11 yards to go. Here's a play-action pass. They threw the ball downfield again. It's caught at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Guess who? Cesar Tino, 55 yards for a touchdown, and that pretty well will stomp that baby away for the Hawks.
Why in the world you would not put double coverage on Cesar Tino? And again, we're watching Xander Schmidt over here very sluggishly walk into the sidelines. But again, Xander throws his fourth touchdown of the day. The second one to Cesar Tino as Tino gets loose, 55 yards. They have not been able to cover him up at all. He has been a weapon, and thank goodness Cesar Tino has come to play today.
4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the football game. St. Cecilia with a big, big touchdown. They've now got a two-score lead. Kissinger is back into the football game to attempt the PAT. Ball is down. The kick is up there, and the kick is good. Hastings St. Cecilia builds a 14-point advantage here with 4:10 to play. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 35, West Holt 21.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Atkinson. Our high school football coverage brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings and also by Misco Sports. Out of Kearney, the number one ranked Hawks score on a 55-yard touchdown pass. Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino. Following the extra point, the Blue Hawks now have the lead 35-21.
My goodness, the Hawks have rushed the football so poorly today, but Xander Schmidt, four touchdowns, 266 yards of passing, and Cesar Tino, what a day. He comes in with only 160 yards. He's got a 178 and a couple touchdowns here today.
Here's the kickoff. It's going to be returned by Gibbons across the 20 to the 25 to the 30, 35 out to the 40-yard line. Very poor tackling there by the Hawks as they bring the ball all the way out here to the 40-yard line. And now West Holt is trying to get something together late in this ballgame. That was Connor Osborne bringing the ball back and not Gibbons, number 13 instead of 3. So Connor Osborne brings the ball back there. And West Holt has got it first down and 10. They will start this drive on their own 40-yard line. So we're down to 4 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the football game.
West Holt has run 67 offensive plays here this afternoon, 58 rush, 9 passing, and they're going to have to crank up the arm as they continue to go to the ground again.
There's a coil. This time he's going to be headed down. He goes, did not get back to the line of scrimmage, and in there for St. Cecilia, Jace Jackson is back into the lineup here as well as Joe Wallmeyer. So Jace Jackson gets a tackle there. That was a loss of a couple of yards in the play as they bring the ball back to the 37. And now the Hawks smell blood here as they've got the lead 35-21.
Well, they have just allowed West Holt to hang around and hang around, but the Hawks appear that they are going to stay alive and advance here in the C2 playoffs.
Here's Osborne. He wants to throw the ball. Does so near side. Caught here as they bring the ball out to the 50. Josh Coyle with a reception there as they pick up 12 yards in the play. They move it from the 38 all the way out to the 50-yard line. And a first down here. Well, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds over here. They're going to step out of bounds to the 48-yard line. So still third down and 2 yards to go. Third and two here for the Huskies. As they come up to the line of scrimmage, they will send two wide receivers out on this pattern, one to the left, one to the right. They hand the ball away to Latch. He's got the first down across the 50 to the St. Cecilia 46-yard line. So Latch carries the ball to the 46. Tackle is made by Joel Groppel of Hastings St. Cecilia defensively. It's first down here for West Holt. They've got the ball to St. Cecilia 46.
Like two guys for West Holt, over 100 yards of rushing. Latch with 105 and Coyle now with 152.
Here's a Latch again. He carries the ball. He's across the 45 down to about the 40-yard line. A pickup of about 6 yards in the play. Second down and four. Clock is running. We're in the fourth quarter of play. 3:05 left now in the fourth. St. Cecilia with a two-touchdown lead. It's 35-21. Tanner Osborne, the quarterback, is up behind center here. Wide receiver is split out wide to the right side. Man comes in motion out to the near side. A lot of time clicking off here. Second down and 4 yards to go. Here's a handoff to Latch. And Latch is going to be hit, and down he goes after a two-yard gain. Tackle was made in there by Joe Clark of East St. Cecilia. Now West Holt looking at third down and still about a yard and a half to go for the first down. West Holt not built on coming back from huge deficits. Jimmy, is the quarterback had only thrown 54 passes all game long, all season long coming into today. So it's third down, 2 yards to go here from the Hawk 38-yard line. They're going to throw the football, and now they take it down the right sideline, and the penalty flag's down.
I think Bill's just going to blow this dead. It's going to go against West Holt.
Probably an illegal procedure call here. That's the case. So it's third down and two from the Hawk 38. Now it's going to be third down and 8 yards to go. Or third down and seven as they bring the ball back outside the 40-yard line. Clock is definitely a factor now, and it's nice that we can see it here for the final couple of minutes of this ball game.
I was going to say, I just looked up. Hey, did you realize it's 35-21? Haven't been able to see that. They've actually got a ball on, lit up screen. They've got all the light bulbs. Boy, it's a beautiful scoreboard now that you can see it. 62 rushing plays here for West Holt on the afternoon. Just surely amazing. They have just really run through this Randy Aaron's defense today.
Here's Osborne with the ball on the quarterback keeper. He brings it around the right end to the 40-yard line. Falls forward down to about the 36. It's going to be close to a first down. We'll see where the officials spot the football. They got to take it to the 35-and-a-half-yard line. The official's going to bring in the chains off of the far sideline. We're down to 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Again, the winner of this ball game will play the winner of the game going on tonight. That kicks off at 6 o'clock, or just now kicking off. Cambridge and North Platte St. Pat's. St. Pat's a team that St. Cecilia played a year ago in the state football playoffs, and we understand they got most of those guys back from a year ago.
Well, if you remember that roster, they were laced with a lot of juniors. They've got a lot of talent out there, and the road just continues to get that's going to be the first down. You can hear the roar from the crowd on the far side of the field. That's the 16th first down. But, again, North Platte St. Pat's, a lot of talent out there. They give the Hawks a lot of troubles last year, but the Hawks were able to advance. And it'll be it should be a dandy game, although we still have 2:03 left to go here. But, again, West Holt just continuing to run the football against St. Cecilia's defense.
We're at the 35-yard line. Here's a handoff to a Coyle. He's at the 35 to the 30. Still has feet to the 25-yard line. He's down to the 24. His feet still moving down to the 23-yard line. St. Cecilia just can't bring him down. This guy's not all that big either, Jimmy. He's at 180 pounds and a sophomore.
Yeah, how does Keith Jackson say that? Only a sophomore. And he is a dynamat back up here for West Holt. That's 163 yards now of rushing for Coyle on 24 carries today.
Down to a 1:51 left in the ball game. Handoff again to a Coyle. This time he's going to be stopped after a 2- or 3-yard game. We got a penalty flag down as a Coyle was brought down. Tackle was made in there by Willard for St. Cecilia and also Joel Goffel.
Going to be an illegal shift against Atkinson, or against West Holt. So this will push them back. But again,
St. Cecilia in this ball game, Mike, we're going to talk about it a lot, and I'm sure we'll talk about it with Randy Aarons at the postgame show. Again, the Hawks have had trouble tackling the running backs. It's been a two-headed monster between Coyle and Latch here this afternoon, and they have tackled very poorly. They have given up both rushers over 100 yards, and as we had mentioned, Coyle now with 163 on the afternoon.
First down, 15 yards to go following the 5-yard penalty. Ball is brought back out here to the 29-yard line. Osborne wants to throw, throws it to the far side. The ball is going to be incomplete. Intended receiver over there was Cody Akins, a 5'7", 140-pounder. So an incomplete pass is going to bring up a second down situation now. Second down and about 15 yards to go. The ball is out here at the 29-yard line of St. Cecilia. Hawks are out on top by a score of 35-21.
Oh, and by that way, we mentioned that game next week. That has a little bit of importance for one individual. We'll get to that after this play.
Second down and 15 yards to go. Here's Osborne. He's going to throw the ball across the middle. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. It's going to be incomplete. Now it's going to bring up third down and the 15 yards to go at the Hawk 29. Now we're down to a minute and 26 seconds to play in the football game.
That game next week in Hastings would be for the 300th victory, if I stand corrected, from what I understand from note takers.
All right, here's a handoff now to Latch, and Latch gets a yard and runs into the Schmidt. So now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation here, and West Holt will call a timeout. So we're down to a minute and 17 seconds to play in the football game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. It's the Hawks 35 and West Holt 21.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires free. Sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. Also includes free rotation, free mounting and balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free while supplies last at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne, not to the Osborne Sports Complex. He's
far cry from it, my friend.
I was just going to reach down and turn on the heater. Things are getting chilly here all of a sudden.
I was going to say, at least we are indoors, but that's about all we can say for the accommodations up here.
Fourth down and 13 yards to go. Here's Osborne. He wants to throw the football, airs it out down the right sideline. Jump ball, incomplete pass at the 8. Trying to get the ball to a Coyle down the right sideline. The ball is deflected away by a Cesar Tino. He's having a whale of an afternoon here today.
I was going to say, why not? He's done everything else today.
All of a sudden, it turned cold.
Yeah, it's chilly. You can go ahead and crank that on.
Probably blow up here. Now we got to turn the heater on for the first time. Anyway, the Hawks are going to have a football here as they will take over on downs, and they're going to have to snap the ball just a couple of times. We're at a minute and 10 seconds to play here in the football game. Hastings St. Cecilia will take over from their own 28-yard line as Xander Schmidt is going to stay in there. He just goes down here as he goes straight ahead, maybe for a half a yard. So Xander, after being banged around a couple of times there in the third quarter of play and in the fourth quarter, came up a hobble a couple of times, going to finish things off. That's a good sign there. And St. Cecilia will win their 10th ball game of the season. They'll move on into the next round of the state playoffs next Tuesday. It'll be a home game back at Duncan Field against either North Platte St. Pat's or the Trojans out of Cambridge. We're down to 40 seconds to play. St. Cecilia looking at second down, 9 yards to go. They've got it on their own 29-yard line. Here's a quick pitch to Kissinger getting outside. He's at the 35 to the 40. Look out, 45, 50. Down the sideline, 45, and knocked that amount to the 40. So that'll go down for some positive stats there by Kissinger. We're down to 26 seconds to play in the football game as Kissinger is knocked out of bounds here at the 38-yard line of West Holt, but this one is in the bag for the Hawks. They're out on top by a score of 35 to 21. St. Cecilia led at halftime, 28-21. Both teams missing a couple of field goal tries in the second half of play before Xander Schmidt uncorked a 55-yard pass to Cesar Tino. So Cesar is going to score the first touchdown of the ball game and probably the last touchdown of the game. We're down to 26 seconds to play. The Hawks in the victory formation. Xander Schmidt will take a snap here. He goes back and kneels on it back at the 42-yard line, and that is going to be the football game. Hastings Saints will say a hard-fought victory here this afternoon. In fact, at one point fell behind in this ball game by the score of 21-14, and the clock is going to expire here in the end zone. We're down to 5 seconds. St. Cecilia already heading toward the center of the field. And that's going to be the ball game here this afternoon. West Holt loses to number one ranked Hastings St. Cecilia. Final score here this afternoon, it was Hastings St. Cecilia 35, West Holt 21. You're listening to High School Football at 1230 KHAS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Atkinson here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over West Holt. Final score of 35-21. So St. Cecilia moves to 10 wins, no losses on the season. They will play in the next round of the state playoffs on next Tuesday against either North Platte, St. Pat's, or Cambridge. That ball game is now just now getting underway. Meanwhile, West Holt finishes off their season with a mark of 6 wins and 4 losses. St. Cecilia got on the scoreboard first. A 69-yard touchdown pass from Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino. Game with a 7:48 mark of the first quarter. Hawks had the lead 7-0. Hawks then blocked a punt. It was returned 15 yards for a touchdown by Nick Brouillette. That made the score 14-0. St. Cecilia then fumbles, recovered by West Holt. They go on an 11-play, 37-yard drive. They got in from 3 yards out. Josh Coyle scoring a touchdown, made it 14-7. St. Cecilia fumbles again, recovered by West Holt. This time they go 3 plays, 57 yards, as Coyle took it in from 49 yards out. That tied the score at 14. St. Cecilia then on a short punt. West Holt took over near the midfield stripe and put together a nice drive. 10 plays, 52-yard drive. Coyle takes it in from 6 yards out for his third touchdown of the ball game. West Holt had a 21-14 lead over St. Cecilia. But just a few seconds later, in fact, 10 seconds later, on the next possession for St. Cecilia, Sanders Schmidt throws a 60-yard touchdown to Matt Kissinger, made the score 21-21. Oxton scoring in the final play of the second quarter, a 27-yard touchdown pass from Schmidt to Joel Graffel. The Hawks had a 28-21 advantage at halftime. Both teams missing on a field goal attempt in the second half. St. Cecilia from 34 yards out, West Holt from 31 yards out, and then St. Cecilia ices the victory on a 55-yard touchdown pass from Schmidt to Cesar Tino. That makes it 35-21. That was the final score as the Hawks win it here this afternoon.
Well, it wasn't easy, and they're not going to get any easier on down the road as St. Cecilia advances, but they had their hands full today. As you had mentioned, they jumped out to a 14-0 lead, and West Holt drew even. But some big, big numbers put up on the statistics board, and that's why they are just statistics. It's something that Randy Aarons don't really care to look at, but we'll probably talk about it in the postgame show as West Holt put up some big numbers today rushing the football. We look at the passing today for their quarterback, Tanner Osborne. He was 5 of 13 passing today, only 42 yards. He did have one interception early in the first quarter. against the St. Cecilia defense, but the concerning number, 65 rushes, 314 yards given up by the St. Cecilia defense, 356 of total offense on 17 first downs here today. West Hole runs 78 offensive plays here this afternoon. We look at the individual leaders. We talked about them in the pregame show. Josh Coyle coming in the ball game with 1,541 yards. He ends today's game and the season with 24 carries, 163 yards, three touchdowns on the day. They all come in the second quarter from 349 and 6 yards. And their bruising fullback, Matt Latch, 25 carries and 113 yards on the afternoon. On the side of the Blue Hawks, St. Cecilia, Xander Schmidt, what an afternoon for this young man. 7 of 13 passing, 266 yards, 4 touchdowns here this afternoon. The Hawks only rushed it 27 times for 83 yards, 349 of total offense for St. Cecilia in the ball game. Most of those yards coming on the arm of Xander Schmidt. 10 first downs for St. Cecilia in the ball game. The Hawks, by the way, with 5 fumbles here today. They will have to clean that up against stiffer competition as it comes their way next week. We look at individual leaders today. We'll tell you how tough the rushing was. Matt Kissinger and Joe Groffel can tell you. Kissinger ends the day with 12 carries and 75 yards. 31 of them come on the second-to-last play of the ballgame here late in the ballgame. And then Joe Groffel with 5 carries and 16 yards. Those are two guys. Kissinger was averaging 13. Groffel averaging 8 coming into the football game. But again, St. Cecilia escapes here in Atkinson, and they will advance next week and go back to the friendly confines and the brick wall of Duncan Field.
35-21, the final score here. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it. Stick around. Player of the game coming up next, followed by the post-game show. You're listening to High School Football.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel, including Nike and Columbia jackets. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, it's Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Welcome back to the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia wins at 35-21 over West Holt. Some big offensive numbers today. Cesar Tino, Matt Kissinger, Xander Schmidt had great days today for the St. Cecilia offense. On defense, how many times we call Joe Wallmeyer's name and guys like Joe Groffel and Tyler Wilner. Cesar Tino again on defense, in and a lot of tackles here this afternoon. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our players in the game today for Hastings St. Cecilia, a couple of guys that connected several times today. Cesar Tino, 4 receptions, 178 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And also Xander Schmidt, 7 of 13 throwing the ball for 266 and 4 touchdowns today as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off West Holt by a score of 35-21. Congratulations, Cesar Tino. Xander Smith, our players of the game today for the Blue Hawks. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this five-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back in Atkinson as Hastings St. Cecilia wins it this afternoon by a score of 35-21 as defensive coordinator Randy Ahrens will join us in the postgame. And I know out of all the numbers that we can throw at you today, Coach, that's the only one you're concerned about, and that's 35-21. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. And that's something that I told someone coming up here on the way up to talk to you guys that, at some point you might have a game where you stub your toe in the playoffs, but, you're fortunate enough to win and move on, and that's the big thing at playoff time is that you win and move on. And, there are a lot of teams, they'll have their season finished tonight, and I just think it's a credit to the kids who really believed. We got down there, I think. Wasn't it 21-14? We got down, and you didn't see anyone, point fingers at anyone. We hear a lot on the side, let's go, let's get it going, things like that. And so our kids have been through a lot of success here, and they didn't back down. They responded to the challenge, and we scored two in a row in the second quarter to, get the momentum going.
Well, and Coach, I want to talk about a couple of guys and have you respond on them. A new guy in there gets his first start last week, and Xander Smith in the replacing Phil Hamburger. And then the play of Cesar Tino, who has kind of been overshadowed all year receiving by Matt Kissinger, but with the injury to the individuals that you have had and had to put to Matt in the backfield because of Jace Jackson. But, again, a couple of guys with some big, big days. Xander with 266 and four touchdowns, and Tino with 178 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah, I just think, as you said, they've been overshadowed, and we've had seniors that have been in front of them. And, our program that we've been able to sustain a success, high success level, we've had seniors play for us, and then they're able to step in and, do a nice job. And Xander Schmidt, he's just a quiet competitor. I mean, it's something he's got that, little death stare that gives you, and he's just a steely-eyed, quiet competitor that, he's had good success in summer baseball. He does a lot of that. He's very competitive. Cesar Tino, he's just a well-rounded athlete. He plays football, basketball, track. He made some summer basketball teams, and so we knew that they had the ability, and now they were able to show it on a big stage here, and that was just impressive. And, they were cool as cucumbers today when we needed them most.
Coach, in the third quarter of play, you guys did not have the ball a whole lot as Wes Holt hung on to it for most of the third quarter. Had a tough time running the football in the third quarter.
I don't think we had the ball much today. So, and I have I just said one of the best people I've ever had in my life. He's here from Ewing tonight, and Coach Johnson said something about, you didn't have many sustained drives. And, I said, well, that's kind of how we've been all year. We've been, we've had a lot of big plays. And so when you have big play athletes, they make plays in the big time. And so we were able to, have some big plays. And it is scary that a team has a little ball control, on us, that we got to figure out, to get tougher at the line of scrimmage, to make some tackles. And at halftime, we talked about we needed to make tackles and make plays. Now, we didn't make hardly any adjustments, make tackles, make plays, and we did some of that better job in the second half.
78 total plays today for West Holt. You guys had 40. So nearly a 2-1 advantage for West Holt. But, again, the only thing that counts is on the scoreboard. You guys were able to overcome five fumbles in the ball game today, and it probably wasn't your best game offensively today, but, hey, you still came out here with a victory.
Yeah, and that's important at this point in the year because we want to continue moving on and moving forward. And so, it is scary. It is something that we have to work on. It is something we'll pay attention to and focus on. But the thing is, we got to leave here tonight with the W, and we'll be down one of the final eight teams when it's all said and done tonight. And so you can't move unless you get the win on the left side and left-hand column. And 35-21 looks pretty good tonight as the sun sets here at O'Neill with the beautiful weather. I don't know what it is in Hastings, but as we drove through the snow, we thought we'd be in rain and wind and snow all day, but it turned out to be a great day, and it's even a better day after the game here.
Coach, you noticed you got Jace Jackson back in after that injury a little bit on defense tonight. Is he going to be able to play more of a role next week offensively, or not sure yet?
We're not sure. He's just been cleared to go one way today, so we wanted to get a few reps. Didn't want to have him give, you know, do a lot to, you know, run that risk. And, you know, we're hoping really to try to get through the game without him. But this West Holt team, they really came to play tonight, and they show how hard-nosed and how tough they are. And so to leave, you know, North Central Nebraska with a win, we're pleased with tonight. Getting Jace back tonight, that's one more step, getting him back 100%. Hopefully we can get a couple others back for next game.
All right, 35-21, St. Cecilia wins it. I know you got some other duties here, Coach. Congratulations on the win. By the way, nice ride over there, my man. St. Cecilia came up in a chartered bus. You guys have luxury going home, huh?